interesting. Thank you to K.J. Pilcher from the Gazette for helping us out with that stat. But like it or not, it's the final night. Schulte's going to be quarterbacking the Xavier football team for quite a while.
And that will be a little bittersweet for Dwayne Schulte, who, by the way, was a quarterback himself for Tom Kopatich back in the LaSalle days, as was his brother Daryl, who played a quarterback on a state championship team for LaSalle and Tom Kopatich. And there's so many other Schulte connections besides Dwayne's three boys that either pertain to LaSalle or Xavier that, yes, it's going to go down tonight for Dwayne's three sons, but the Schulte name will be synonymous with Catholic football in Cedar Rapids, I think probably for years to come as well, Scott.
Yeah, for years to come indeed. And for the Xavier football team, going for their 26th in a row here tonight, won the state championship over Pella last year, won the 4A state championship back in 2006 when they knocked off Southeast Polk. And for Xavier, the culmination of what has just been an amazing, amazing run. We were there for a lot of it. Seniors never lost at Saints Field. This group of seniors, freshmen, sophomore, juniors, seniors, they never lost at home. That's amazing.
It is absolutely amazing, and you know that that's something each one of those guys will proudly talk about for the remainder of their lives.
We go up against a team tonight in Western Dubuque that is no stranger to this bright light as well. They won a state championship back in 2001. And for Western Dubuque, a team that's got a lot of good athletes, and they are hitting their stride right now, John. The win over Solon on the road, 48-13 in the first round. They avenged a loss to North Scott, 45-21 on the road at Eldridge. And then Sergeant Bluff-Luton was the number one team in the state and in the RPI, and all Western Dubuque did was shut them down 35-18. Michigan has their revenge tour. Western Dubuque's got their revenge tour.
You know, and I think that it all goes back to that night at Saints Field in Week 7 where they got their lunch bucket handed to them. I think Justin Penner and his team went home that long drive because that was a late night. What was it, a three-hour rain delay we sat through? I think they went home that night, Scott, and they said, you know what? It's time for a little come-to-Jesus meeting, and we're going to figure out how to get this thing turned around for the stretch run and then the playoffs. And I'm not sure I've ever seen in football anyway a stretch run that these guys have put on the way that Justin Penner's Bobcats have. It's been nothing short of remarkable.
Justin Penner in his fifth year at Western Dubuque. This is his 10th playoff appearance. He was at Carroll Kemper from 2005 through 2009, I believe succeeded Brian Webb.
That's correct.
Who was the coach for the Jefferson Jayhawks before he moved on to Southeast or Sioux City East. And then Penner went on to Mason City, took them to the playoffs for a couple of years, back-to-back in 12 and 13. And he's been up in Epworth and has taken this Bobcat team to the playoffs 2014, 15, 16, and, of course, this year as well. And Dwayne Schulte, his 17th appearance as a head coach either at Cedar Rapids LaSalle or at Cedar Rapids Xavier. This Western Dubuque team, you take a look at it, we mentioned a lot of athletes, and they've got a terrific pass-catch combination of Calvin Harris and Drake George. And, of course, Calvin Harris going on to play baseball for Ole Miss in a couple of years. And he's thrown for a remarkable amount of yardage so far this year. 2,143, 26 touchdowns for him and completing 68% of his passes. And he's got a tremendous receiver in Drake George, who was very, very dynamic.
Calvin Harris is the real deal. He's going to beat you any way he can. He's got a great arm. He can run the ball. He's very smart. And he's a competitor. He's got that competitive edge where, I mean, with his third down and you've got to have a first down, he's going to find a way to get the chains moved. And as you mentioned, his primary target, Drake George, a phenomenal athlete, great pair of hands, also cat quick. And you better know the defensive backs for Jim O'Connell's defense tonight on Xavier's behalf, they're going to want to know where Drake George is on every pass play.
Jake Hush is the starting tailback for this team, 866 yards and 11 touchdowns on the year for Western Dubuque. For the Xavier Saints, of course, Quinn Schulte setting career touchdown marks. He set single-season touchdown marks so far. He's been absolutely nothing short of outstanding, but also you put in there Braden Stobey out of the backfield, over 1,300 yards and 9 touchdowns on the year for this Xavier team. And then you add the defense. And this defense has been just amazing this year, giving up only 4 points per ball game, allowing only 142 yards per contest, 48 on the ground, 93 through the air. First time these two teams played, it was 35-0, but you noticed something right out of the chute in that game. Western Dubuque came with a three-man line. Xavier tore them apart on the ground that night.
Well, there was an adjustment that never got made by Justin Penner and his staff. And quite simply, it was that when Xavier spread out multiple receivers on either side, that left five guys in the box, three down linemen and two inside linebackers. So you've got a fullback, a tailback, a quarterback, five down linemen, all going up against five guys in the box. That's an adjustment Justin Penner and his defense have got to make tonight, Scott. We'll look for that early, the very first time that Xavier has the ball tonight, because that's one of the keys to this game.
Indeed, one of the keys to this game. Right now you're listening to us on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Reminder, at the top of the hour, 107.5, 106.3, you're going to get Thursday Night Football, the Packers and the Seahawks. And keep with us on 1600 AM for coverage of Xavier and Western Dubuque here tonight. For the Xavier Saints, they made it to this championship game by virtue of the closer than a lot of people thought win over Pella by a score of 14-6. Knocked off Decorah in the quarterfinal game, 42-6 at Saints Field, and then beat Lewis Central in that 1-2 battle of unbeatens last week, taking down Max Duggan and company 37-13. And mentioned Xavier's going to be without Josh Volk here tonight, going to be without Kyle Mader as well. But this defense, and maybe we haven't talked about him enough this year. Carson Hennings, John Bell, Wyatt Johnson, Kyle Krizik across the front, Ethan Herkett, Tanner Wright, Jacob Forslund, Michael Gundacker, Pat McGinn, Bryson Bashan, and Quint Schulte on the back line for Xavier. But yeah, if you're wondering, Jim O'Connell's got the John Deere hooded sweatshirt on again tonight, so nothing has changed as far as that defense is concerned.
Well, and that's a superstition going back to last year's state championship run that Coach O'Connell had, and he's not going to take that John Deere green off anytime soon, there's no doubt. But you're right, Scott, that defense of Jim O'Connell's for Xavier has been nothing short of homeric this year. And I dare say this is another in a long line of just tremendous defenses Xavier's put on the field. And statistically, they have to be the best. They just have to be, because what they've done is nothing short of a miracle in some ways. Now, let's go back to that Pella game for just a few seconds, because if I'm Justin Penner, Western Dubuque's coach, and I'm got a week to figure out how to pull the upset of all time, I'm going to go back on Huddle, and I'm going to look through every play of that Pella game, and I'm going to try and search for the seeds of how Pella came as close to they did, upsetting Xavier that night in first round of the playoffs. But here's the problem. In that game, it wasn't as much Pella as it was Xavier hurting themselves. They fumbled and gave the ball away twice. They threw an interception, and they had 50 yards in penalties that night. So I'm not trying to take anything away from the little Dutch, but that might not be the answer for Justin Penner looking back to that Pella game, is all I'm saying.
Last year in this championship game, we watched, and Dwayne Schulte, the head coach for the Xavier Saints, he called a masterpiece on that particular evening. And he's had a week to get ready for this one. They pulled out some stops last year, some very well-timed screen passes, had a double pass. Last week, fake field goal that the Saints scored. We'll see if there are some tricks tonight that Xavier will bring out.
Well, you can take the word if out of your vocabulary, because I promise you, Dwayne Schulte and his staff, which include his son Reggie, who played right here on this field that we're going to be calling the game from tonight, they will have some tricks up their sleeve. You will see at least one, if not multiple, gadget, razzle-dazzle, trick plays tonight from Dwayne Schulte, because, hey, Scott, there's no reason to hold anything back. Xavier is on the cusp of making history tonight. He's got all these things in his arsenal. All the bullets are going to get fired out of the leather tonight.
For Western Dubuque, they average 39 points per ball game, give up 15.6. 387 yards of total offense per game, and give up 277. Is a Western Dubuque team that's given up like Lewis Central last week. They've given up some yardage so far in the 2018 season, and we'll see if that is going to be the case tonight against this this Xavier offense. And for the Saints, do what you did last week. Ball control, keep it away from Calvin Harris.
No turnovers.
Western Dubuque offense.
Get a couple of turnovers yourself defensively. And I'll tell you what, one of the other big keys to this game tonight, I'm probably shooting your segment where you asked me my keys to the game, but another one is number 81, Matt Jordabrett. Remember back in week 7 when we were at the Saints field and covered that game? Two of the first three touchdowns that scorched Western Dubuque and never let them get out of the chutes were because Matt Jordabrett took it to the house. So if I'm Dwayne Schulte tonight, you know what I'm doing right off the bat? I'm telling Quinn, you look for number 81 because Jordabrett might do it again.
Absolutely. Saints making their way out onto the turf here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. And the Western Dubuque Bobcats 2x2 filing out as well. Both teams are going to line up, and we will have the national anthem for you coming up here just a little bit, which will be sung by a soloist from Comanche High School here tonight at the Uni Dome as we get ready for the Class 3A state championship game rematch of that Week 7 battle between the Xavier Saints and the Western Dubuque Bobcats. Listening to high school football tonight on 1600 AM. The main gym, KGYM Cedar Rapids, KGYMradio.com, and the KGYM radio app. And, of course, the leading rusher for Western Dubuque going into that game, Ben Bryant, injured in that Xavier game, and he is out for the year as well. That's what got Hush into the starting lineup for the Western Dubuque Bobcats. Xavier's going to be the home team by virtue of the higher RPI. They'll be in their familiar navy blue jerseys with the white numbers, silver helmets, and the silver pants. Western Dubuque in the all-white, the white jerseys with the red numbers and the white pants and the white helmets. We're going to take a break. We'll take a one-minute break, come back, get you ready for the national anthem and the kickoff of this 3-8 state championship as it is Xavier taking on Western Dubuque. Back in a minute, you're listening to high school playoff and championship football here on KGYM Sports.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Sarah Spain here. Now that I'm married and I have a mortgage, I need to start thinking about some things I never thought about before, like life insurance. Think you can't afford it? Well, let me tell you about John. John's 35 and in pretty good shape. He talked to a couple of life insurance companies, but the quotes were outrageous. Then he called Select Quote at 1-800-533-4499. They comparison shop up to 10 highly rated term life insurance companies, such as Banner Life, Prudential, and Mutual of Omaha, just to name a few, and give you a choice of your best rates. Select Quote gave John the option of a $1 million policy for under $36 a month or a $500,000 policy for under $19 a month. Select Quote will get you better rates than by going directly to insurers. Get your free quote now by calling 1-800-533-4499. That's 1-800-533-4499. Or go to their new easy-to-follow website, selectquote.com. It's time to stop putting it off and protect your family today.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other details. Not available in all states.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Back at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls, let's throw it down to the field and our national anthem here tonight before the Class 3A state championship.
National anthem.
Fine rendition of our national anthem here tonight at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls as Western Dubuque and Xavier getting ready for the Class 3A state championship. Now I will throw it over for your keys to the ball game tonight, John.
Well, Xavier wants to get a lead right now. They want to let a message be sent to Justin Penner and his Bobcats from Western Dubuque. You are not going to be in this game from the beginning, and you won't be in it at any point after that. Go back to last week in the semifinals. Xavier scored on every possession except one, Scott, and that was when they fumbled, gave the ball away. And they did that to one of the best Lewis Central teams that they've ever had. So if they can replicate that offensively tonight, make Western Dubuque play from behind, that's going to be a big hole to dig out of. And then, of course, as we mentioned, can they find a way to force Western Dubuque to have just five in the box again? Because if they can, by spreading guys out offensively, they're going to run the ball down Western Dubuque's throat. Now, if there's an adjustment that's been made there by Justin Penner and his group of Bobcats, which I predict there will be, that's going to go a long way too. But can Western Dubuque score on this vaunted defense? If they can, right away. If they can get Xavier down early, they may be in this game, and it could be a dogfight.
Captains will be meeting at the 50-yard line, and we will have the coin toss coming up here in just a little bit. Xavier will be on the near sideline, their fans right below us, and the Western Dubuque folks on the far side is all Mississippi Valley Conference 3A final here tonight at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls.
First 3A one. You want to know who the 4A's were? I looked it up, Scott.
Did you? Okay.
I did. The very first one was in 1986, and it was Cedar Falls over Linmar, 15-14.
On a field goal.
Yes. The second one was in 94. That was City High over Linmar, 21-0. And then in 99, Iowa City West, in overtime, defeated Cedar Falls 28-21. But those were all 4A finals. Tonight, we have an MVC 3A final.
Indeed. Western Dubuque, of course, in their first year in the Mississippi Valley Conference. The coin toss was done earlier on, and this is the faux coin toss, as they have. Western Dubuque has won the toss, and Western Dubuque wants the football. So the Bobcats will go on offense to start things off. So Xavier's vaunted defense, we're going to see what we came to see tonight, Western Dubuque's offense versus the Xavier D right away.
And I don't think that bothers the Xavier fans or the team or coaches at all. they're more than happy to put their defense out on the field right away.
Offensively for Western Dubuque at left tackle, it'll be Justin Kleesner, 6'4", 225, senior. Left guard, Ryan Clement, 6'2", 240, and a senior. The center is Will Conlon, a 6', 215-pound junior. Right guard, Garrett Pitts, 5'11", 200 pounds, and a senior. Right tackle, Tim Allhouse, 6'1", 230, and a junior. Kyle Lehman is the tight end, 6'3", 210. He is a senior. They go with three wide receivers. Jeff Tyson, 5'10", 160, and a senior. Peyton Quagliano, 6'1", 200 pounds, and a junior. And the highlight man, Drake George, 5'10", 170, and a senior. Jake Hush is the starting running back, 5'10", 190, and a junior. And the quarterback, Calvin Harris, 6', 190 pounds, and a junior. As we will give you the Xavier defense coming up in a moment. Back deep for the Western Dubuque Bobcats. It'll be Will Birds on the near side and Drake George on the far side to get the kickoff from Ben Conrad, who's got it teed up at the 40-yard line. He'll kick it off from left to right. The 3A state championship game is underway from the Uni Dome. High end over end returnable, and they fight for it at the 5-yard line. To the 10, up the middle, 15, to the 20, into the 23-yard line. And Western Dubuque will have it right there after the return of 22 by George. Xavier's defense. Carson Hennings at left end, 6'3", 195, senior John Bell with an amazing total of sacks. Bell coming in with 9 sacks on the year, 6', 180, and a defensive lineman. Wyatt Johnson, 6'3", 225, and a senior. And Kyle Krizek, the All-Stater, 6'4", 240, and a senior. First and 10, Bobcats from, we'll call it the 24-yard line. Right hash mark. George goes into the backfield to go with the pro set look with a couple tight ends. Off the fake, Harris will keep it up the middle, hit and push down right at the line of scrimmage. First one to get to him was Wyatt Johnson from that defensive tackle spot. No gain, second down and 10.
Coming right back up to the line of scrimmage, going to do a little tempo here.
George and Tyson will line up in a slot left. They're going to go with the receiver to the right side, out of the gun for Harris. Second down and 10. He's back to throw on the pump fake. Going to throw the out. It's caught at the 40-yard line by Drake George. He's got a Western Dubuque first down as he takes it out to about the Bobcat 48, maybe the 49-yard line.
That was a tight trips formation, bunched in real close to the offensive tackle. And they did not adjust in the secondary for Xavier. Quinn Schulte did not see the mismatch over there, was late to come over.
Hurricane, Wright, and Forslund, the linebackers. Gundacker is kind of the hybrid. And then McGinn, Bastion, and Schulte in the defensive backfield. Shotgun snap and the handoff. Hush coming off tackle to the right side. Nothing doing. Runs into Jacob Forslund. And they're going to say progress to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Second down and 10 upcoming. Those linebackers are tremendous. Ethan Hurricane, 6'3", 225. Tanner Wright, 5'11", 190. And Forslund, 6', 185. Two of them are back next year.
Justin Penner really trying to push the tempo right now. He's got his team right up on the line, and he's signaling in plays. They want to go fast.
Tyson out to the left side. Twins to the right. Play clock down to 5. Now going to put George in the slot. Down to 2, down the 1, they got it off. Harris gets the snap, going to throw the out, and nearly intercepted by Forslund. And then George got tangled up with Bryson Bastion there, and it's going to be third down and long upcoming for Western Dubuque. Xavier almost had a pick 6 right there.
Very nearly intercepted. And had he gotten that, it would have been clear sailing 55 yards to the end zone.
So it'll be a third down coming up. Birds will come into the lineup. He and George to the right side. Quagliano will go to the left. And Sam Goodman, another Division I baseball signee, will go into the backfield. On third down, a little less than 10. Shifting around now to the slot left side with 2 on the play clock. Movement. No penalty flag. Harris in trouble. Now he gets away. He's going to squirt for a first down. Got away from Forslund and gets down to the 30-yard line. I am not sure why there was not a penalty flag, because there was movement there.
Kept their flags in their pocket. Looked like somebody on either side of the ball might have been called for that infraction, but that's just another way that Calvin Harris can beat you with his arm or his legs.
Goes for 19, first and 10 at the Saints 31-yard line. Just underway, no score, 2 minutes into the 3A final. Tied into the right side, slot that way, pro set look. Harris in the pistol, off the fake, going to keep it himself, stutter move, now just lowers his shoulder and drives up the middle for two, maybe three, inside the 30, down to the Saint 28-yard line. Wyatt Johnson again on the stop from his left defensive tackle spot for Xavier.
Very obvious from this first possession that they want to get Harris, the quarterback, on that read option keeper.
And Western Dubuque is making Xavier's defense adjust with this tempo and with all kinds of motion. Shotgun snap. They're going to whip the pass out to Hush, and it's incomplete. Bryson Bashan came up to bring him down right away, and it's going to be a third down and long coming up, third down and 7 for Western Dubuque. Well, first adjustment since that first game. We're seeing the Bobcats go tempo and doing a lot of motion, things they didn't do in that first game at Saints Field.
Doing a lot of receiver unbalance, too. Three on one side and only one on the other. Quinn Schulte stand right smack dab in front of the center.
Third down, 7 from the Saint 28-yard line. Harris in the pistol, one setback. Here comes the blitz. Harris, short drop. Throws short, incomplete. Tried the out pattern to Drake George, but he was doubled over there. Gundacker was there, and Bryson Bastian was also there.
Looks like the Saints are playing a man under coverage with Quinn Schulte back in cover one.
Jordabrek in there as a defensive end on the pass rush. Fourth down.
Jordabrek on one end and John Bell on the other. And maybe it looks like this time like they're going to go into either a Raider package. They're going into a kind of a Raider package here.
Western Dubuque going to go for it on fourth down at 7. 4 in the play clock. Pistol formation, one setback. Saints bringing the blitz. Back to throw. Harris steps up in the pocket. Being chased. Got away from one. Gets away from a couple more. And I think second effort might have got him the first down.
Yep, they're already signaling from the far linesman that it's a first down.
Got away from a couple of Saints.
Calvin Harris just enough to get the job done. Could very easily have been brought down in the pocket and then by one or maybe two or even three Saints, but he did just enough to get the chains moved.
First and 10, Western Dubuque, their third first down of the first quarter. 9-10 to play. Good crowd on hand here at the Uni Dome tonight for both the Saints and the Bobcats. We're going to get a Western Dubuque timeout. 9:02 to play first quarter. Western Dubuque on the move with their first possession of the ball game. It's Xavier nothing, Western Dubuque nothing. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back to the Uni Dome after this. You're listening to coverage of the 3A state championship game here on KGYM Sports.
This week on 30 for 30 Podcasts.
With his stuff, that guy can pitch in any league on the planet.
We look at Hideo Nomo's turbulent road to American baseball.
What he did took an enormous amount of courage.
How he helped re-energize the major leagues.
Hideo Nomo saved baseball in the United States.
And how his success paved the way for Japanese ballplayers.
He's a national hero.
30 for 30 Podcast presents The Loophole. Listen on the ESPN app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and 30for30podcast.com.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem. No excuses. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Back at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls, Scott Unash and John Hagerty with you. Western Dubuque had they burned their first time out of the ballgame. 9:02 to play first quarter. Bobcats on a drive here down to the Saint 21-yard line. Haven't seen Xavier miss tackles too much this year, but they missed a few on this first drive.
Well, first off, Calvin Harris, very elusive quarterback. He's quick, he's smart, he has great vision. But yes, the Saints have had some chances to wrap him up and bring him down for losses, and they have not done it. And during that timeout, in his John Deere sweatshirt, defensive coordinator Jim O'Connell, I'm sure he mentioned, wrap up and drive your hips through on your tackles.
First and 10. Harris has ran for 424 yards this year. Empty backfield. He'll get the shotgun snap, looking left, trying to set up a middle screen in trouble, and down he goes. Is it going to be a loss of one, or are they going to get him back to the line of scrimmage? Ethan Herkett was there defensively along with Wyatt Johnson, who's had a tremendous start to the game.
Good rush that time. Everybody stayed in their lanes and did not allow a little crease or seam to open up that time for Harris to scoot through, but credit the downfield coverage as well.
I tell you, Justin Penner was hot on the far sideline at the official. He thought his receiver was being held. Second down at 10, Xavier showing blitz, and they'll come him. Here's Harris. He throws in the flat, one-handed catch by Lehman, the tight end. Going to go down after a short game to the 16-yard line. Going to be a pickup of about five as Quinn Schulte came up, put the hammer on it.
Beautiful play-action bootleg there by Harris, who delivered a ball a little bit high, but that'll be a highlight reel catch for that young man. Number 33 took everything he could do with one hand to concentrate and bring that down.
Third and five, Western Dubuque. So far, they are one of two on their third down tries. From the 16, Harris throws the slant low, and it's caught at the 10, or was it incomplete? They're going to say a catch. Oh, I thought that hit the ground.
And that will be a first down.
To Drake George. Yeah, that ball hit the ground. Yeah, Bryson Bastion is signaling.
The people that are in control of the Jumbotron replay, and here it comes.
They're going to show it, and that ball hit the ground.
That ball hit the ground.
Not even close.
Oh, the Xavier fans are hooting and hollering.
But it'll go down as a catch.
And a first down.
From the 10-yard line, first down and goal. Harris off the fake, steps back, looking to throw, lobs it for the right side of the end zone, and it's broken up by Gundacker, incomplete. And it'll be second down. Harris has thrown it so far seven times on this first drive, and Western Dubuque has ran it six times, so that's good balance. So it'll be second down and goal from the 10-yard line. Just inside the left hash, 7:21 to play, first quarter, no score, but Western Dubuque in the red zone. George comes in the backfield along with Hush. Tyson to the left side. Here is the handoff and the sweep. George trying to get to the corner. Got a block and hit and brought out of bounds. Not going to say inbounds at the three as Quinn Schulte put him down after the pickup of seven.
It's a great perimeter blocking there by Western Dubuque. Sealed that edge so that he could scoot around the outside. Quinn Schulte doesn't come over and knock him out of bounds. That goes in the end zone.
Good blocking over there for Western Dubuque. Parker Schmidt in there, and he got a good block. Third down and goal from the three. Four-man front for Xavier. They've got a bunch in the box. Harris on the keeper, ain't going to make it. Push back. Ethan Herkett with a loss of about a yard. Jordabrek was in there as well.
Boy, now you got fourth and goal from the four. Going to roll the dice here if you're Justin Penner. Looks like he's going to. I don't see any kickers coming in.
The kicker for Western Dubuque, Brock Werner, not coming in.
It's all or nothing here for the Bobcats.
It's been a six-minute drive, and it's a fourth down, a goal from the four-yard line. Twins to the right side, Tyson to the left side, off the fake. Here is a double reverse handoff coming to the left side, and waltzing in is George for the touchdown. They gave Xavier a piece of their own medicine right there.
Yeah, they ran a little fake on the dive. They ran a little fake on the jet sweep. And then they gave the reverse to George, and he had wide open green sailing all the way into the left corner of the end zone.
First time this season Xavier has been behind. 5 minute, 55 seconds on the drive. And the extra point try coming up here for Brock Werner, a 6 foot senior, right footed kicker. Low snap. And the hold cannot be dug out. And now taking it on his own and coming up short that time is going to be Tyson. So the extra point try is no good. And that keeps us at 6-0. 6:05 to play first quarter. Western Dubuque strikes first, and it's 6-0. It looks like they're going to keep it here for the kickoff coming up. Well, a little gut check here
yeah.
for Xavier.
Yeah, game is afoot, as they say. And Xavier is now got their back against the wall for the first time in a while. We're going to see how they respond. Dwayne Schulte out there right now with his offense at the numbers, and he's talking very, very seriously to them about something that, you know, we got to respond here, I imagine, is what he's saying. Okay, they came out and punched us in the face a little bit. We got to come back and return the favor.
Little jet sweep, double reverse to Drake George, and he takes it in for the touchdown. His second rushing touchdown of the year. And it will be Western Dubuque to kick it away, but the all-important extra point missed. Tell you what, this shows you how good a coach Justin Penner is. He has come up with a very good game plan.
And how coachable and talented his athletes are. And it bears saying again, this is not the same WD Bobcat team we saw in Week 7 at Saints Field.
Gabe Ulrich will kick it away, making number one instead of two, a high end-over-end kick, and they're going to angle it over the far side. Aaron Larson coming to the right to the 10-15, tripped up, and he gets to about the 17-yard line for Xavier. And that's where the Saints will bring out the offense 6 minutes into the first quarter of play. And Xavier will have it at the 17-yard line for Quinn Schulte. Up front for Xavier, Derek Voss at left tackle, 6'3", 235 and a senior. Wyatt Johnson, left guard, 6'3", 225 and a senior. Isaac Ball, 6'1", 230 and a senior at center. Hayden Ostwinkle is the right guard, 6'1", 215. And Kyle Krizik in for the injured Josh Volk. Krizik, 6'4", 240. All senior, front five for Xavier. Jordan Breck tight end left, the running out of the eye. Schulte turns, hands it off. Stovey left side, crushing into the middle of the line. It gets about two to the 19-yard line. And the tackle made in there for Western Dubuque by their terrific linebacker. Second on the team at tackles, Jason Simon Ressler.
Well, there's a handful of plays that Dwayne Schulte likes to run between the tackles. One of them is ISO. The other is power, where they kick out the defensive end. And they have been schooling the defense for the Bobcats on that all week, I promise you.
Western Dubuque going with that three-man front, though. Toss sweep to Stobie. Got a block, then tripped up as he got close to the 25-yard line. You see anything different with that Western Dubuque defense from game one to tonight?
Well, they haven't spread out multiple receivers yet. So right now they're sticking with their 3-5, and it's not a mismatch number-wise until Xavier decides to spread multiple receivers out wide. We'll see if they get down. Maybe in this formation with third and short, they will go to that. Nope, just twins.
Going to go with a tight end right. In fact, two tight ends in there. Pistol formation. Schulte will take it himself. Off the left side. He's got a first down and more. Bust through. 30 to the 40-yard line. 50 angling to the far sideline and out of bounds. At about the Western Dubuque 39-yard line. Will Bird saved the touchdown there for the Bobcats. That's going to go for 36 and a Xavier first down.
That's just a quarterback ISO, where he's got his fullback leading the way, and as soon as Quinn got past that first block, bounced it to the outside, ran right down the WD sideline.
First and 10, Xavier at the 39-yard line. Schulte in the shotgun. He'll put his I formation to the right, and they're going to run it that way. Stovey with the block out in front, but not much there. Quinn backs his way to about the 39-yard line. And got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be about it.
A lot of bodies out there blocking, but nobody got underneath pads or kept their feet moving, so it was just a stymie between the O-line and the D-line. And Quinn Schulte tried to read his block as best he could, but there was nothing to be had.
Green Bay has scored first. They lead Seattle 7-0 in the NFL game tonight. Here at 6-0 Western Dubuque. Unbeaten Xavier, first time this year, they have fallen behind. Derek Scala will go tight end left side. Jordan Breck tight end right. And one setback. Schulte to throw. Rolls left. Now throws the middle. Has a man wide open. And it's caught at the 10 to the 5. Reaching for the end zone. And down at the 1 yard line is Derek Scala.
Scala had to wait forever for that ball to come down. But he did. And as he fell into the end zone, his knee went down exactly at the 1 yard line on the right half.
Same play. Xavier scored against Western Dubuque in the regular season.
That's right. But that time it was Matt Jordebrecht. This time it was Scala. Very patiently had to wait. I think he was wondering, is that ball ever going to come down? And as we watch the replay again on the Jumbotron, the knee did not hit Scott. That was a touchdown.
First down and goal. Schulte on the keeper, and he's got another touchdown. 6-6 game. So Western Dubuque took 6 minutes. Xavier took about two.
Man, we've got a shootout going right now, folks.
83-yard drive for the Xavier Saints, and Schulte scores on the one-yard run. Ben Conrad out of the hole to Bryson Bastion to try the extra point. To try to give Xavier the lead. Good snap placement made. Kick on its way. Up and good. 3:45 to play first quarter. Xavier 7, Western Dubuque 6. We'll come back with a kickoff in a minute. You're listening to the 3A State Championship here on KGYM Sports.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm the new Shell and Fuel Rewards card.
And I'm the new Shell and Fuel Rewards MasterCard.
With me, you save 10 cents per gallon up to 20 gallons every time you fill up.
Hey, that's the same with me.
And you also earn 10% rebates on your first $1,200 in non-fuel purchases per year at Shell stations?
Yeah, and I can be used anywhere MasterCard is accepted.
Oh, I like you already.
At Shell, it's all about saving. Visit www.shell.us/get rewards and apply today. At participating Shell stations only. Terms and conditions apply.
Back at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls, 7-6 Xavier lead. The Saints going 83 yards in 2 minutes and 20 seconds. They did it on six plays. The big play, the Quinn Schulte 36-yard scamper on third down. And the 37-yard pass from Schulte to Derek Scala. And Xavier answers. So, hey, got hit in the mouth, you come back, take the lead.
I guarantee you that was what was talked about after that first Western Dubuque touchdown during the television timeout was, hey, they're coming out, and this is not the same team that we played in Week 7, fellas. We've got to respond in kind. They punched us in the face. We've got to punch them right back now. And Xavier did.
Conrad will get ready to kick it away here as soon as we come back to live play.
Conrad came very close on that last first kickoff to getting it in the end zone. I'm sure he dearly wants to let his defense start from the 20.
George and Birds will drop back twin safeties for Western Dubuque. Birds on the near side and George on the far side. As the Xavier special teams unit making their way out there. As Xavier with a 7-6 lead, difference in this ball game, the missed PAT on the low snap by Western Dubuque.
Bears mentioning that Xavier's point after attempt was very nearly blocked. And we saw this number 21 by the name of Colin Hogan in the Sergeant Bluff Luton game do that.
Here's a kick by Conrad. And this one will go into the end zone about 3 yards deep. And the Bobcats will have it on the 20-yard line, first and 10. Now we get to see Jim O'Connell's adjustments defensively. As Western Dubuque will bring out the offense. They went tempo the first time they had it.
Well, one of the things tempo does, Scott, is it takes the ability to get defensive play calls in for Jim O'Connell. He doesn't get to send his blitzes and all of his other stunts and twists and things in that he usually does. You pretty much have to rely just on your base defense.
Western Dubuque, first and 10. Kyle Lehman will line up in the backfield this time for the Bobcats. He'll go with three receivers, two to the left. On first down, another shift as Hush comes back into the backfield. Down to three in the play clock. Shotgun snap and the handoff. Here comes Hush sweeping the right side for about two as he gets to the 22. Herkett and Wyatt Johnson. Again, Wyatt Johnson's had a good start to the night. Going to be second down a little less than eight.
Bobcats have had some success running outside plays to the perimeter out in the boundary.
3:20 to play, first quarter. Second down, short eight. Spread look this time. Lehman will flip-flop, tight end left to right. In the pistol is George. He's back to throw. Make it Harris. Harris caught from behind and brought down. Right about at the line of scrimmage. And taking him down from behind was Carson Hennings. They are going to give him a yard, and it's going to be a third down coming up for Western Dubuque.
Good four-man front surge by that defensive line. Run down from behind, and that's a little message sent to quarterback Calvin Harris.
Third down, a little less than seven for the Bobcats. Harris in the pistol formation. Here comes the blitz. Harris back to throw. They're setting up the screen. Caught 25-yard line to the 30-yard line. Hush to the 35 to the 40-yard line. 50 into Saint territory. Down the sidelines to the 20-yard line and out inside the 20 at the 12-yard line. And Dwayne Schulte screaming for a hold, and he did not get it.
Boy, and his dad down there, too, right in front of him. And Dwayne Schulte is as hot as I've seen him this year. He is livid that he did not get a holding call on his son. And now the Jumbotron's going to replay this, and the Xavier fans are going to go crazy.
65 yards and another big play. On a third down in the red zone. 7-6 lead, but Western Dubuque coming back. Here is the sweep to Drake George. Cuts it up at the 10. He's to the 5, breaking tackles. He's close to another first and goal for Western Dubuque.
That ball's going to be spotted down at about the 1.5.
And that will be a first down and goal coming up.
And again, another outside run where lots of people are pulled. There's a slot man out there, an offset back. And they're just doing a great job of blocking and sealing off that outside perimeter near the boundary.
First and goal at the 1 yard line. Calvin Harris in the pistol. Pro set formation. Harris gets the snap. On the fake. Going to keep it himself. Going to the left side. And he's in for the touchdown. See if they elect to go for two here.
I don't think so. I think they're going to kick.
Don't chase points at this point.
Yeah, a little too early for that.
Right back comes Western Dubuque.
Now they do line up for this PAT in the picket fence formation off at the hash mark. So keep an eye on that until they shift and come over.
And they will shift and come over. Werner will try the extra point out of the hold of Tyson. Good snap this time. Kick on its way. And it is good with a minute 46 to play. And we got a shootout on our hands here in this championship game in 3A. You're right, Dwayne Schulte. You do not see Dwayne Schulte sprint after officials. And he's still talking to him. Still.
Yeah, I think it would be better for the Unidome officials that are running the Jumbotron to not show some of these, because the fans on Xavier's side are not happy for a couple of different reasons right now. Calls, no calls, balls that were not caught that they said were caught, and I don't know. It's a tricky deal. It's nice to have that Jumbotron. Everybody loves seeing the replays. Puts the officials in a really sticky wicket.
So it's 13-7. Western Dubuque on top, and Werner with that PAT. Certainly not the way that a lot of people thought this game was going to go tonight.
Well, let's face it, nobody has moved the ball on this Xavier defense the way that Western Dubuque has in their first two possessions. I mean, they've just gone down the field with both running and passing. It's a great scheme.
Here's a kick, end over end, high. Larson retreating, makes the over-the-shoulder grab at the one-yard line. Coming straight ahead, 5, 10, 15 to the 20. Bounces off the pile. And brought down right there. They'll give him progress to the 20-yard line for Aaron Larson. And Xavier will have it for the second time. And again, we'll see what the Saints are made of here. So it'll be first and 10 at, well, they'll put the nose of the football on the 20-yard line. First down, Xavier. At the left hash mark, they'll run it out of the eye. Bell, the fullback. Stovey tailed the tandem in the eye, and he'll get it off the left side. Tiptoes his way ahead and gets three, maybe four. Birds coming up to make the stop that time for Western Dubuque. Looks like they're going to give him about three to the 23-yard line. So it'll be second and seven as we come up on 1 minute to play here in the opening quarter from the Unidome. The Scalas, Derek and Nate out to the left side. Of course, Kyle Maynard out again tonight. Slot with Bell to the left side. They'll run it that way with Stobie on the sweep short side. Turns it up and cut down as he crosses the 25 to the 27-yard line. And it'll be a third down and a little less than three coming up for Xavier. Last time Xavier had a third down, they went 36 with Quinn Schulte.
This is a big conversion for Xavier right now. In the big picture of this game, they don't want to just give this ball over three and out and give it right back to Western Dubuque, who's got the lead.
Third down, a little less than three. Could be the final play of the quarter. Schulte under center, five in the play clock. Off the quick count, hand off to Stobie off the left side, and he pulls ahead for a first down. As he'll take it across the 30 to the 31-yard line, and a first down for Xavier.
When in doubt, go back to ISO with Big John Bell, the fullback, leading the way there.
Nothing fancy. We'll see if Xavier elects to run another play here in the first quarter.
It's like Dwayne Schulte's looking at the clock. And Mulling, I don't think they're going to do it, Scott.
We're going. Quinn's over on the near side.
Yeah, we're going to the second quarter.
We are at the end of the first quarter here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls of the 3A State Championship. And it is Western Dubuque 13, top-rated unbeaten Xavier 7. We'll take a break. Come back to the Unidome after this. You're listening to the 3A State Championship here on KGYM.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
Best of luck to the Xavier football team tonight in the 3A championship game against Western Dubuque. It's been another magical run for Coach Schulte and the Saints. The Xavier volleyball team made it to the Class 4A championship match last Friday before falling to fellow Mississippi Valley Conference foe Dubuque Waller 3-1. It was the first appearance in the championship round in school history. Akilah Jefferson and Eve McGill were both selected to the Class 4A all-tournament team. Congratulations to Coach Filer on a terrific season. The Xavier girls basketball team will tip off their season next Tuesday, the 20th, with a road trip to Davenport Assumption. Meanwhile, the boys will start their season the following Monday, the 26th, by hosting Mount Pleasant.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Respect, it's more than a word. In the U.S. Army, it's one of our core values, earned through selfless service to our nation and making a difference both at home and abroad. On the Army team, respect is earned daily. And now, in addition to earning respect, you may earn up to $40,000 in bonuses if you qualify. To learn more, visit the Cedar Rapids Recruiting Station across from Lindale Mall at 130 Collins Road or call 319-395-9834. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Welcome back to the Unidome here in Cedar Falls. 13-7 Western Dubuque as they lead it here after quarter number one. And I get to play, check my stats to the official stats.
Yeah, I always forget that in the finals they do stat sheets for us at the end of each quarter.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Total yards, I've got 155 Western Dubuque. They've got 156. We'll take that. 92 yards I've got for Xavier. They've got 94. So Western Dubuque, John, 155 yards already. Xavier, as a unit, giving up only 142 a game. So game on, I guess.
Game is afoot. Western Dubuque is ready, and they're not backing down one bit.
First and 10, Xavier, as we start quarter number two. As the Saints will have it, first and 10. Quick count, handoff, Stobie up the middle, and gets about three before he was twisted down in there. I think it was Jaden Kelleher made the stop, number 78. Up front, Kleesner, Schmidt, Kelleher, DeSoler for Western Dubuque. That's the front four. Their linebackers are Hush, Devin Ludwig, and Simon Ressler. Goodman, Plessel, Hogan, and Birds, along with Butcher in the defensive backfield when they go with the nickel. Second down, shotgun, Schulte. He'll keep it himself, coming off the left side. Not much. does fall ahead across the 35 to the 36-yard line for a pickup of two.
Yeah, it's going to bring up another dicey third down here. Third and maybe a long four.
We'll call it almost five here. Xavier 2-for-2 on third down try. Schulte goes to the sidelines. 13-7 Western Dubuque trying to pull off the upset. John Bell will come out of the ball game. Play clock down to seven. Jordan Breck and Nate Scala to the right side. Three in the play clock, two, and they got it off. Shotgun snap, Schulte rolls right, under pressure, escapes one, gets away from another one, cuts one back, and going to be short of the first down as he gets to the 39-yard line. As a tackle made by Jason Simon, wrestler in there. Well, do you roll the dice here, John?
I don't think Dwayne Schulte's going to do it.
And will the Xavier punt unit come in? Looks like they will. Mitch Willie will come in, averaging 32 yards boot on this fourth down play. From the 40-yard line, Birds will drop back, single safety at the 25. And it will be a fake, double handoff coming over to the right side, twisting his way, and it's going to be close, but a first down for Xavier.
Oh, my, did he roll some dice there. We'll have to take a look at this, but it was an inside handoff.
Carter Hartman.
Oh, you don't think he was nervous coming out there for that?
Carries it for two, and a Xavier first down on Xavier's double handoff.
Boy, and they needed a long one and a half, and he got two, just got the chains moved.
So, first and 10 for the Saints. From the 42-yard line, handoff right side, Stovey tiptoeing his way ahead and gets about two to the 44-yard line. Birds coming up to make the stop. One thing I've noticed about Western Dubuque so far, John, their safeties will bite hard. And that's why Xavier has beaten them long on a couple different occasions.
Yeah, they're bringing up a lot of bodies inside that box. Now, to Xavier, their strategy so far, they have not split multiple receivers out. When they spread the field, it's going to be interesting to see how many of those guys stay in there.
Willie will stay in as a tight end. Off the fake, Schulte to throw, under pressure. Escapes one, pointing, directing traffic, throws downfield. Diving attempt incomplete by Nate Scala at about the 26-yard line. Only the second pass attempted tonight by Quinn Schulte.
Just didn't have an open receiver. Nice play action fake, but as he eluded the rush and bought a little extra time with his feet, he surveyed the field and he just couldn't find anybody open.
Had a couple of guys running around. Third down and long for Xavier. Down 13-7, 8:44 to play first half. From the 44, they need the Western Dubuque 48-yard line. Twins to the left, slot left, and now Stovey out of the backfield. He'll line up right side, blitz coming, Schulte to throw. Lobs it downfield. Jordan Breck with a catch. In the seam, and he's gone. To the 10, to the 5, touchdown, Xavier.
It's the same play they burned him with at Saints Field in week 7.
Great throw by Quinn Schulte. 56-yard reception by Matt Jordan Breck. His 7th catch of the year for a score.
Well, it's not very often that Dwayne Schulte will empty the backfield and have 5 receivers, but that is what happens when you do it. Quinn Schulte will find the open man.
Extra point try coming up by Ben Conrad to try to give Xavier the lead again. Out of the hole to Bastion. Good snap, placed down, kick on its way. It is up and good. And it's a 14-13 Xavier lead as we seesaw back and forth. And Xavier takes advantage of a little trickeration on fourth down on the fake punt.
Man, that took some kahunas to call that play, Scott. And I'll bet you anything, when they came in with that play call, there were some sweaty palms on that Xavier huddle.
No one sweatier than Carter Hartman, though, the 6'1", 165-pound senior.
Carter Hartman had to be sweating bullets when he knew his number was going to be called to keep that drive alive on the fake punt.
But, hey, did his job, John.
Not only did he do his job, he got what he earned. He had to have practiced that over and over and over, probably since the camp, going back before the first game, Scott.
Big plays have hurt the Xavier defense so far.
Absolutely, and you know that defensive coordinator Jim O'Connell right now is scratching his head trying to figure out what kind of a magic wand can he pull out of his head. They're showing right now Justin Penner on the Jumbotron, and he's got a big playbook full there. What is he going to unleash now on Xavier? Everything he's done so far has worked.
Xavier will get ready to kick it off with the 14-13 lead. 8:36 to play. As the Schulte pass to Jordebrecht from 56 yards. Conrad with the kick, end over end, and this one will go into the end zone. And it will be at the 20-yard line. And Xavier, see what the defense will do this time.
Okay, now I'm just going to throw this out, and I know I'm a Xavier homer tonight. I'll freely admit that going in, full disclosure. There's a whole lot of holding going on in this game tonight, Scott, that's not being called. Now, we talk about that every year up here when we get to the semis and the final. The refs like to keep their flags in their pocket, and I understand that. As long as it's called both ways, that's fine.
Yeah, and it has been so far.
I'm just saying, there's been a lot of holding going on this game tonight.
Well, no penalties on either side so far. First and 10, Bobcats. They'll spread it. Twins left, twins right. Empty backfield for Calvin Harris. Gets a shotgun snap, back to throw, setting up the screen. High catch made by Drake George and brought down from behind after a pickup of five. At about the 25-yard line. And coming in there for Xavier and making the play that time was Herkett. So George with his third catch for 35 yards. Second down and five. George and Quagliano will go out to the right side. One receiver to the left. On this second down and five play. Offset eye. Inside handoff. Up the middle. Not much for Hush. A yard, and then he's pushed back by the Xavier defense. Third downs have hurt Xavier tonight.
This is going to be another one of those big conversions on third and about four here for Western Dubuque, where so far the story in this game has been that Calvin Harris, the quarterback, has found a way to make it with his feet each time.
Slot right, slot left, receivers both sides, eight on the play clock. George in the backfield, shotgun snap, Calvin Harris rolling to the left side, stops, guns it, high, incomplete, flag down. Came from the back judge.
It's going to be a hold
on Xavier.
Yep, I think Xavier got a hold before he turned and made his cut on that route to come back to the ball. I believe Xavier, the defensive back, got a hold there.
See what the officials say here. They deliberate at the 20-yard line.
It was there, but I just say they've got to call this both ways tonight.
So that'll be a 10-yard penalty and a first down. I think they're going to get it on Bryson Bastion.
Now, Bastion had a hold of the shoulder pad and jersey, and everybody can plainly see it on the replay again, too. I'm just saying, call it both ways, and you're going to be okay.
First and 10, 36-yard line. Four-man front for Xavier. Western Dubuque with a slot to the right. Twins to the right as well. Shotgun snap and the handoff. Coming to the right side, breaking tackles is Hush. Broke two tackles, only got two, though, and finally coming up was Carson Hennings to make the stop. But Xavier had him in the backfield, and you just do not see this from the Xavier defense.
No, they've had several broken tackles tonight that they haven't wrapped up and driven through, and that is very uncharacteristic of this defense.
Four carries, 5 yards so far for Jake Hush in the backfield. For Western Dubuque, second and eight, 14-13 Xavier, 6:44 to play first half. Second and eight from the 38. One set back, pistol formation. Harris, long count, he's going to keep it. Puts Hush in front of him, trying to get to the outside, breaks a tackle, 40, 45, and out of bounds. Quinn Schulte lowers his shoulder and puts him out just shy of midfield.
There's another broken tackle that would have brought the ball carrier down at the line of scrimmage, Scott.
Gain of 11. And another Western Dubuque first down.
And again, the defense outflanked. Whenever you see Quinn Schulte, the free safety, running over to knock somebody out of bounds, they sealed the edge and outflanked Xavier's defense.
Lehman tied in right side, first and 10, 49-yard line. One setback, two receivers to the right. Shotgun, handoff, Hush up the middle into Saint territory for a couple, and Ethan Herkett brings him down at the Xavier 49-yard line. Herkett and John Bell on the bottom of the pile, and Xavier's going to bring Matt Jordebrick in for a passing situation here. On second down and eight, Drake George to the left side, Tyson coming to the right for Western Dubuque. Goodman into the game as well. Long count, three in the play clock. Shotgun snap, here is a delayed draw. Hush up the middle and pushes ahead for a couple, maybe three, to the Xavier 45-yard line. And it'll bring up another third down and four. Kyle Krizek on the stop there, the defensive lineman. And no huddle here, and a little tempo again from Western Dubuque. Xavier fans below us getting up on their feet. Third down four from the Xavier 45-yard line. 14-13 Saints. Six in the play clock. Twin receivers to the right side. Harris in the gun. Gets the snap. Back to throw. Being pressured. Rolling to the right side. A couple of pump fakes. Gets to the corner. Turns it up. First down and more. 35 to the 30. And down to the Xavier 26-yard line. 20 more, and third down is killing Xavier.
And again, Xavier's defense getting outflanked. They're not protecting the boundary, and their pursuit angles are not what we're used to seeing, Scott. They're coming in behind the runner, not aiming for where he's going to go. I've never seen their defense do this. This is a mystery.
First and 10, Western Dubuque. They have not punted tonight. 4:44 to play first half. From the Saint 26-yard line. They go with the trips in the slot left. They're going to throw it right side for Quagliano. Makes the catch over the shoulder and got in for the touchdown. Good defense down there, but a better pass from Calvin Harris. And that will be the touchdown for Western Dubuque.
Peyton Quagliano on the fade there. Just had to wait for the ball and then out-jumped the defender.
26 yards. And for Calvin Harris, touchdown pass number 27 on the year. And Western Dubuque has not been stopped yet. And it is 19-14.
Oh, they roughed him.
20-14, and nope, no flag.
Must have got a little piece of the ball.
4:33 to play here in the first half. It is Western Dubuque. Back on top, 20-14 over Xavier. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to 3A State Championship Football on KGYM.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word MINE to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text MINE to 797979. Text MINE to 797979.
Back with you as we near the top of the hour. You're listening to the 3A State Championship here in Iowa on 1600 AM KGYM Cedar Rapids, KGYMradio.com. And the KGYM radio app. Lots to talk about defensively for Xavier at halftime coming up.
Well, one of the things that is just blatantly obvious is beyond the missed tackles, not wrapping up, driving their hips through, is the fact that they're taking bad pursuit angles. And this is something that you don't see Jim O'Connell coach defenses do. This season, when we've watched this defense, they always make the appropriate play on their pursuit angles. And tonight, they're just not shooting for the guy. They're getting outflanked on every one of these big plays, Scott. They're just not protecting the boundary. They're letting Western Dubuque set the edge and then running around it.
Going to be Ulrich to kick it away for the Bobcats as Nate Scala and Aaron Larson will drop back for Xavier at about the 5-yard line. Credit Western Dubuque. Bobcats came with a great game plan and they came to play tonight.
They're executing. They're making the big plays when they need to. And their defense is playing pretty darn tough right now. They're matching the physicality of Xavier. They're just out here and saying, you know what? Last time, we didn't come to play. Tonight, we're here to do our job.
And just ask Solon, ask Norris Scott, and ask Sergeant Bluff Luton.
Absolutely. They all know.
Ulrich to kick it away for Western Dubuque. A high kick, angled, and a fair catch. Nope, not a fair catch. 25 to the 30-yard line and diving ahead to the 31. One of the upbacks for Xavier on the pooch kick. And taking it back for the Saints that time was Jackson Conzen. And Xavier will have it in this back-and-forth game at the 31-yard line. We've only seen, well, we haven't seen a punt yet.
Nope, Xavier lined up for one. That's right, but then they went for the fake and converted.
Western Dubuque, three possessions, three touchdowns. Calvin Harris is 6 of 10, 131 yards, and a score so far tonight.
First down, 10 to 31.
Xavier will send Jordan Breck, Nate Scala, and Derek Scala all out to the left side. Pro set split backs. And now out of the backfield, they will throw it to Stobie with the convoy in front to the 30, to the 35, to the 40, and twist out of bounds. Little screen with the convoy in front. Bryce Plussell made the stop for Western Dubuque.
That was a big screen. Stobie had three, count them, three receivers out to the wide side of the field blocking and sealing that edge for him somewhere between the hash marks and the numbers, and he had all kinds of open space.
Gain of 13, Xavier first down. They're fifth of the ball game. Stobie again out of the backfield, split to the left side. And Schulte on the shotgun, keeps it up the middle, 50, busts through, 45 to the 40-yard line, and gets down to the Western Dubuque 36-yard line. That'll be another Xavier first down.
See, Dwayne Schulte's made an adjustment. You see what he's doing with his receivers? He's starting to spread the field, Scott, and that's bringing that, those hybrids out so that now they've got a mismatch on numbers inside the box, and that's why that run worked so well right in there for Schulte. Is that they had a numbers mismatch in the box.
Gain of 19, first to 10 Xavier, and they're down to the Bobcat 37 already. They're doing it again. They'll go with three backs in the backfield. Stobie off the left side. He's to the 30, to the 25, and out of bounds. And he'll take it down to the 19-yard line.
That's just a power eye backfield with two fullbacks in there. They handed off to Stobie, who was dotting the eye, and he had two fullbacks trying to run an ISO through there.
Gain of 18.
Oh, that's just old-fashioned power football. Put a hat on a hat, isolate on the linebacker, and let Stovey read the block.
Sam Goodman takes him out of bounds. In the red zone at the 19. Quick count, handoff right side this time for Stovey. And gets two before he's put down by Jason Simon, or Simon Ressler.
I'm here to tell you, number 78, defensive lineman Jaden Kelleher, he is a man, Scott. He has been in on so many tackles tonight.
5'11", 220-pound senior for Western Dubuque. Second down and nine. Quick count. Same play left side this time. And Stobie tripped up. It falls forward to the 15-yard line. Tripped up there by Devin Ludwig.
It's been a long time since I've seen a power eye formation with two fullbacks. But Dwayne Schulte is just saying, we got to line up and just put the snocker to him.
Third and five, a little more than five from the Western Dubuque 15. We go under three to play first half. Stobie the lone setback. He'll go on the right hip of Schulte in the shotgun, and a timeout going to be taken by Western Dubuque.
Timeout,
Second time out. Bobcats call it with 2:49 to play here in the second quarter. And looks like they're going to keep it here, and we'll keep it here as well.
This is that adjustment that we were speculating about at the beginning of the game, Scott, before things ever even kicked off, and that is how are the defensive backs and the hybrids going to adjust when Xavier takes and really spreads out their wide receivers to make them guard the whole field. And I think that's what they're doing right now for the defensive coaches in Western Dubuque. They're talking about how do we split that difference and not get that outnumbering inside the box game so that it can play to our advantage. Because I guarantee you, if they send all those hybrids out and vacate with just two inside linebackers and three down linemen, that's a numbers game that Xavier's going to run the ball on all day long.
Joining us late, it's been an offensive show so far. Western Dubuque with the lead after one quarter, 13-7. They lead it 20-14 right now over number one defending state champion Xavier. Xavier won the regular season matchup 35-0. Not that way tonight. Third down, long five. Nate Scala up top to the right side. They'll run it on the eye. Double tight ends. Western Dubuque with a bunch in the box. Back to throw Schulte. Loops it out of the backfield. Catch made. 15 to the 10-yard line. And a first down for Xavier. Nick Banowetz on the catch, who's made some big plays in the postseason.
Yeah, how many times the last couple of weeks have we seen Banowetz come in?
Oh, he got a bad spot. Really bad spot.
Watch this replay. Looks like he went out of bounds right at the 10. Maybe inside that a little bit.
They marked it outside the stripe of the 10. Fourth down, Schulte under center. It's going to be a quarterback sneak, I bet you. Schulte will take it left side, bust through, and now they're going to stop the play. There's a penalty flag on the far side. Did somebody line up in the neutral zone here?
Linesman on the far side stopped that play as
Xavier's
it began.
Going backwards. Nope, false start on Xavier.
My goodness, the Xavier fans are not enjoying this officiating crew.
And Ben Conrad is going to have to come out and try a field goal.
He's on the left hash mark, and he's kicked a couple last week on this left hash mark, so he's in familiar territory. He's been here.
32-yard attempt from the left hash mark with 2:39 to play in the half. To try to cut the lead in half.
Watch 21 out here.
Good snap, plays down, kick on its way, end over end, high enough, long enough, and good. 32-yard field goal by Ben Conrad. And pulls Xavier within three at 20-17. And a big 2:35 remaining before halftime here as Xavier will get ready to kick it off. We'll take a one-minute break, come back for the kickoff. 20-17, Western Dubuque in front. Back after this on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You okay, Coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody. Even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from the Crisis Center.
Back with you here at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. Ben Conrad, after the field goal, gets ready to kick it away. High end over end, and forget about it. This one will go into the end zone. And Western Dubuque will have it. First and 10 at the 20-yard line. Big 2:35 remaining before halftime. Xavier's going to get the ball to start the second half. Saints got to make a stop.
Their defense has got to come out and tackle. They're not tackling right now. It's that simple. They have to wrap people up, and they have to bring them down when they meet them. They have not done that to this point. And they've allowed themselves to be outflanked, and they're just Calvin Harris especially running around the outside on broken plays, which is normally where the Saints defense takes the appropriate pursuit angle, and if nothing else, funnels them back in where there's some help that can clean up from behind.
First and 10, 20-yard line for Western Dubuque. Shotgun and the handoff. Hush on the sweep, left side, and got back to the line of scrimmage. Ethan Herkett did a good job of chasing him down. Kyle Krizek chasing him as well. We'll pick our Happy Joe's player of the ball game at the conclusion of the contest.
Kyle Krizek has not come off the field.
And won't come off the field. Second down and 10. He's in there, of course, for Josh Volk offensively as well. One running back, slot right. Xavier showing blitz. They'll back out of it. Harris rolling, in trouble. Steps up and is going to run it. Going to get about a yard. Hennings on the stop, and Xavier is going to call a timeout, I think. Third and 9. And this has been the other bugaboo, John. Bad tackling, bad pursuit angles, and inability to stop Western Dubuque on third and long.
Calvin Harris, give him credit, the quarterback for the Bobcats. Not only is he a tremendous baseball player, he's just a great competitor, and he's a winner, and he finds a way to get those conversions taken care of, whether it's with his arm or with his feet, Scott. I mean, he's the reason right now that this offense for Western Dubuque has so much confidence. It's because he exudes it and finds a way to get his job done all the time.
Xavier taking their first timeout, leaves the Saints with two. 20-17, Western Dubuque on top here in this 3A state championship. Xavier tries in their 15th appearance in school history to win their third state championship. Won the 4A title in 2006, and last year won the 3A state championship.
Jim O'Connell, defensive coordinator for Xavier, out there in his huddle right now, and as he has been every other time tonight, he's not showing any sense of urgency, panic, or disappointment with his team. He's just very matter-of-factly going about telling them what they need to do. That's as unemotional as you can be out there, and I think that's an important thing for his team right now.
UConn has beat Syracuse 83-76 at basketball.
Syracuse went down.
They went down.
Wow.
Third and 9. Western Dubuque. Shotgun, empty backfield. Harris gets the snap. Rolls, throws left screen. Caught 25, but short of the first down. Herkett and Bastion on the stop of Drake George.
It's that little jailbreak screen that Western Dubuque has done so well, and they're going to take another time. Xavier's taking another timeout.
Got another timeout. Gain of 7 that time for George, but first time that Xavier defense has stopped Western Dubuque tonight.
Well, they've got fourth down, and you assume that they're going to punt, so they haven't technically stopped them yet. But I can't believe Justin Penner is going to roll the dice here. And with only 2.5 or so yards to go on this fourth down, if they fail, give the ball over to Xavier inside their 30. I can't believe he's going to roll the dice here. He's got to punt, doesn't he?
Has to punt.
He's got to punt.
Fourth down. This game started with Western Dubuque going 6 minutes, 76 yards, scoring on a fourth down double reverse play to Drake George. That made it 6-0. The extra point snap was low. Xavier then took 83 yards in 2 minutes and 20 seconds with Quinn Schulte going in from a yard out. And we've seesawed back and forth since.
So you know what was talked about in the Xavier huddle here. We're going to return this punt to our sideline, and we're going to take it in, or if we don't take it in for the score, then we're going to get as good a field position as we can. Will Western Dubuque punt it down and let Xavier field it, Scott?
We'll see. Butcher only averages 30 yards. Western Dubuque gave up a return in the regular season game. Good snap back. No rush. Gets it away. A high end-over-end kick down the middle of the field. We'll take a big bounce, and Schulte let it go. And it's going to roll inside the 20 and down to about the 17-yard line.
Well, if you're watching this on TV and listening to us, what you won't be able to see is that that wall was set up as well as it's ever been set up to the Xavier sideline. And if Quinn had been able to come up with that, he would have taken that down the sideline.
65-yard punt.
Instead, Xavier sets up shop well inside our own 20.
Yeah, with one timeout, and probably don't want to get too cute here in this situation. We'll see, though. First and 10, 17-yard line. Stovey behind Bell in the backfield. They'll go with Twins to the right side. With 92 seconds to play, they'll hand it off. Stovey starts left, cuts it back to the middle, and gets to the 20 before Will Birds pushes him back. Sam Goodman in there, also a Division I baseball player. And yeah, Xavier's not going to do anything too crazy here. Going to be a gain of four for Stovey. Packers leading Seattle 14-3. That is early in the second quarter up in Seattle. Out of the eye, second at six. Same play, right side. Going off tackle, Stovey, and maybe two to about the 23-yard line. Now will Western Dubuque take a timeout? No indication as of yet. Xavier will have to run the third down play here.
Quinn Schulte comes all the way over to his dad on the sideline, gets the play, and returning to the huddle now.
30 seconds to play on the big clock, 10 on the play clock. Derek Scala, Nate Scala to the left side. On third down, play clock to two, handoff, Stovey coming to the left side, tries to kick it to the outside, and drug down from behind. Drug down from behind at the 24-yard line. That's going to take us down to the end of the first half. Very interesting half in this 3A championship. And John, the longer that the underdog stays in it, the more confidence they get. And the underdog's not only in it, they're up at halftime.
Western Dubuque fans are giving their team a hearty round of applause as they exit the field.
Halftime here from the Unidome in Cedar Falls. And our score at the break, the Western Dubuque Bobcats 20 and the Xavier Saints 17. We'll take a two-minute break, come back, and talk halftime with you from the Dome in Cedar Falls. You're listening to the 3A State Championship right here on KGYN.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
It's a normal day. You're rushing out the door to get to work on time when suddenly, there it is, the dreaded service light. So what is it this time? Tire pressure? Low coolant? Time for an oil change? When it comes to service lights, head to Jiffy Lube. We've got you covered. Drive in today and make the switch to Pennzoil. Ask for Pennzoil Synthetics, getting you back on the road in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Hey, just ask your delivery guy, or the guy who built your delivery guy's house, or the guy who laid the highway for the guy who built your delivery guy's house. Ford Commercial Vehicles can handle the job. During commercial vehicle season, save on Transit, Transit Connect, E-Series, Super Duty, and Medium Duty trucks. Ford Trucks and Vans, year after year, America's best-selling line of commercial vehicles, because they're built Ford tough.
Claim based on IHS market calendar year 1985 through 2017, U.S. TIP registrations excluding registrations to individual. See your dealer for details.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Welcome back to the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Some presentations going on here at halftime. I believe the Team Doctor Awards going on down there, and they will honor the 3A participants as well in the playoffs. And John, everyone took a look at 35-0 and decided that this thing wasn't going to be much of a game tonight, but that has not been the case so far as Western Dubuque leads it at halftime 20-17.
Boy, would you love to know what's being said in both of these locker rooms at halftime, Scott. I mean, if you're Western Dubuque, you've got to be elated right now. Everything that you have planned for, everything you thought you might be able to do if the stars aligned, is happening. The stars have aligned in the first half. If you are the Xavier coaching staff, especially Coach Jim O'Connell, he has got to be talking about wrapping up, tackling soundly, fighting through blocks with the pursuit angles being correct instead of shooting from behind and not getting outflanked. And that's one of the things that has really, really hurt is quarterback Calvin Harris for Western Dubuque. He's got 63 yards, and a majority of them have come on either broken plays or when he has tried to make something happen when downfield people are covered up and he's outflanked the defense for Xavier.
Let's take a look at the numbers here at the halftime break. Total yardage, 234 on my sheet and officially for Western Dubuque. I've got 227 for Xavier. The official sheet has 229. Western Dubuque, 96 yards on the ground, 138 through the air. As Calvin Harris, 7 of 11 in the first half for 138 yards and one touchdown. That came to Quagliano on a 26-yard fade pattern. Drake George has caught 4 so far in the ball game for a total of 42 yards. Lehman has caught one, and Hush has caught one as well for 65 on a screen pass for Western Dubuque. On the ground, Harris has carried it 11 times for 63 yards and a touchdown. Hush has carried it 7 times for 11 yards so far. And George has carried it 3 times for a total of 22 and 1 touchdown in the ball game. Western Dubuque with 10 first downs in the ball game. No penalties so far for Western Dubuque. Third down conversions. Western Dubuque is 5 of 7, 2 for 2 on fourth downs so far here tonight. For Xavier, 227 total yards, 117 on the ground, 110 through the air. Quarterback Quinn Schulte so far, 4 of 5 for 110 yards and one touchdown. That went to Matt Jordebrack on a 56-yarder. Derek Scala's caught one. Nate Scala has caught one. Oh, check that. Derek Scala's caught one. Braden Stovey has caught one. And Nick Banowetz has caught one for a total of 4 yards so far in the ball game. On the ground, Braden Stovey has carried it 13 times for 54 yards. Quinn Schulte has carried it 6 times for 61 yards and 1 touchdown so far in the ball game. Hartman carried it for 2 yards on that 4th down conversion earlier on the fake punt. Xavier with 7 first downs, making 8 first downs in the ball game. Saints so far on 3rd down tries, 3 of 6 tonight, and they are 1 for 1 as far as 4th down conversions are concerned. And time of possession, Western Dubuque leading that 13 minutes to 11 minutes for Xavier. So those are the pertinent stats that we have for you here in the first half.
Pretty even game statistically. And on the scoreboard, Western Dubuque up 20-17. So the Saints have found themselves behind at halftime for the first time this year. Going to have to find a way to come out and respond.
And I'm sure that's what's being talked about at the halftime break for head coach Dwayne Schulte and his assistants. We have the team doctor awards, the this year's Crop News Media Awards being presented out here tonight. They used to do it at the state basketball tournament.
That's right.
Now they do it at the state football Thursday night. And, of course, 3 more games coming up tomorrow here at the Uni Dome. The 1A, the 2A, and the 4A state championship games going on. The 4A tomorrow night. A lot of people looking forward to that one. Will it be 6 in a row for Dowling, or will Cedar Falls put an end to the Central Iowa domination, or the Dowling domination?
I dare say the Cedar Falls should have the advantage when it comes to the hometown crowd.
They better. Like you said on the way up, if you don't go to this Cedar Falls game, if you're a Tiger fan, you're not going to a Cedar Falls game.
And I imagine the Cedar Falls will not have their side packed tomorrow.
And that will be the 7 o'clock game. Some good games earlier on. The 1A is going to be a dandy. Dyke New Hartford taking on defending state champion West Sioux. The 2A game at 2 o'clock tomorrow will be 1-2. Boynton Hall Rock Valley against PCM Monroe. And then the 4A championship to close out the 2018 season coming up tomorrow night. So some good games. And you got to think the RPI did pretty well the first time out to get real. I know the first two games today were not particularly close, but the teams that were there deserved to be there.
Yes, they did. and entertaining games as well, even though they weren't as close as maybe most people would like. But you go down to some of the lower classes, and granted, they don't have as many kids to choose from, but, man, they still play great football.
In case you missed it earlier on, in the eight-player championship, it was all New London. They beat Rockford 55-14.
Can I just say this about Rockford? Coming into this season, they had an 0-23 streak. They hadn't won a game in 2.5 years, Scott. And what do? All they do is go to the state championship game.
Pretty cool.
How about Rockford?
Pretty cool.
The spear.
Yeah.
Ryan Schlater, congratulations to your alma mater for a great playoff run.
He would say Rudd Rockford, Marble Rock, though. You get them all in right there, all three communities involved in the Rockford system. And New London, congratulations to them. First state championship of any kind since 1959 for the New London Tigers.
Boy, they look good. They look good. That's a nice-looking football team.
Eight-man football team. And then in the Class A championship, it was all Hudson as the Pirates made the short 7-mile drive south on 58 up here to the Unidome and took care of business in a big way against AHSTW earlier on today.
Something, something, something in Walnut. That's all I remember.
I would be Avoha. It was Avoha of Avoca. It's Avoha, Hancock, Shelby, Tennant,
and Walnut. That's right.
So those are your teams out in West Central Iowa. Right there along I-80 in that corridor between, well, toward Omaha, toward that area, south of the Harlan area. And they came to the Dome and came up short this year. Halftime, it is Western Dubuque on top of the Xavier Saints, 20-17. We're going to take another two-minute break and come back and talk some more halftime with you from the Dome in Cedar Falls. Back after this here on KGYM.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks, stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg on your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big. And pull around, please.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Keeping Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Black Friday savings start now at Ace with our biggest holiday light sale of the season. We have everything you need to deck the halls with huge savings on holiday lights. Find great deals like buy one, get one free on 100 count LED mini light sets or 20% off all regular price celebrations LED light sets. It's the best time to buy your holiday lights and everything you need to make your home the best looking house on the block. Only at Ace. Offer valid through November 26th at participating stores while supplies last.
Welcome back to the Unidome here in Cedar Falls. Scott Unash, John Hingerty with you as Xavier making their way back out onto the field as we get ready for the second half. And Western Dubuque will be making their appearance coming up here in just a couple of moments as Xavier down by three here at halftime. And adjustment-wise, and there are going to be adjustments in the second half. We talked about Western Dubuque's defense having to adjust coming into this game. They've done that. The offense has made some terrific adjustments, and they've also done a great job with the game plan. Now it's in Xavier's court, I think.
Well, Xavier's had some missed opportunities. On their last possession, they were driving the field. They had fourth and short, and they had a procedure call. That they killed themselves on that, Scott. They had to settle for the field goal. That took 4 points off the board. There have been a few other times in here, too. There's a couple I can remember where they actually had a pick six that they dropped that they should have let. You know, Dwayne Schulte, you can say that this is cliche when things are going well, that he says we're making plays, we're doing our job, you get what you earn. They weren't making plays defensively in the first half. They didn't make a play on fourth and one when they had a fourth down on the quarterback sneak. They've got to find a way to make those individual plays, and they've got to find a way to tackle, they've got to wrap up, and they've got to contain some people because they're being outflanked and they're vulnerable on the outside. Somehow that defense has got to come, they got to find a way to wrap up, get their pursuit angles in order, protect the perimeter, stop getting outflanked, and get some stops on third down. That's been another big key, is where have they been on third down? They have let Western Dubuque convert way too many third downs, Scott.
Yeah, and especially third and longs.
Yes.
Third and not only conversions, but big plays. That's been a bugaboo of this Xavier defense in the first half. A defense coming in that only allowed 142 yards a game. Western Dubuque almost doubled that in the first half.
Well, and that's probably the biggest surprise of this whole evening so far, is that everybody just assumed that Western Dubuque wasn't going to be able to move the ball maybe more than a possession or two on this vaunted defense for Xavier. Well, you know what? As I look down at my sheet, they scored 3 touchdowns on their first 3 possessions. Guess what? They're moving the ball on this vaunted defense.
Looking down to the left, down in the end zone here tonight, the Boyden Hall Rock Valley Nighthawks. They're already here, and they'll stay here tonight, get a good night's sleep, and go at it. We were talking about the hotel folks here around Cedar Falls, saying with the Tigers, with Dyke New Hartford, and with Hudson, they might be taking a little bit of a hit.
Yeah,
but some of the others are a long way away.
Yeah, Xavier will just drive right down against
Western
tonight.
Dubuque will just
Western
drive
Dubuque
right back down Highway 20.
The hotel concession didn't make out as well as they maybe would hope to.
No, but they're doing all right out of Northwest Iowa tonight with Boyden Hall and Rock Valley, who combined during the football season. Xavier's going to get the ball first to start the second half. We mentioned that drive that Western Dubuque had with 2.5 minutes to play in that first half, that Xavier stopped, was pretty key. This was going to be pretty key as well to start the second half, because if Xavier has to punt it away, going to give some more confidence. You go in, the anatomy of an upset, John, you got to get out to a good start. Usually got to get a few breaks. Check, check. And you got to instill confidence in your football team. That's a check as well for Western Dubuque.
Absolutely right. And along with that, you look down at your stat sheet and you notice that both teams had only 4 possessions in the first half. So every possession is going to be extremely valuable in the second half. If Xavier can only get their hands on the ball 4 more times in this game, being down 3 points at halftime, that could be a problem. They can't settle for field goals either. They've got to find a way to get into the end zone and get 7 each possession.
Quinn Schulte warming up along the sideline. Reggie, of course, it's a 4 and maybe a 5. It's a 5 Schulte night down there.
Yes, and if you're wondering who that 5th Schulte is, it's not a male.
It's Hope.
It's Hope, who is a cheerleader and the youngest of the Schulte clan. That's the Dwayne and Sherry Schulte clan.
Yep, and of course, final game for Quinn in his high school career. He'll go off to play college. Bryce is here tonight as a member of the Iowa Hawkeye football team. And, of course, Reggie played his college ball here at UNI and now a member of the coaching staff for the Xavier Saints. So all represented here tonight.
A lot of speculation before the season even started on what Quinn Schulte might be thinking of in terms of post-high school plans. And we do know that he has an offer, had it even before the season started, from South Dakota State. Don't know any others that have happened, but I do know that he did make a visit to Kinnick Stadium and has a walk-on offer, I think, right now from Kirk Ferentz. And the reason that I know that he was down there is that Father Dwayne showed me some pictures that he took on his phone from that visit, which were pretty cool.
Showing the highlights of the first half of the big board, and we'll get the kickoff coming up here in a moment. It's going to be Nate Scala and Aaron Larson dropping back, two speedsters for Xavier as they will drop back in twin safeties.
And I would just say that for those of you that are at home, if you have not lit a prayer candle or gotten your rosary beads out, it's time.
We're not to the Bettendorf 2006 yet, but
let's not wait till the fourth quarter.
We're getting close. Also, tell you what, last thing I tell my kickoff return team here is be very careful of an onside kick or something crazy.
You know, the way that Western Dubuque is playing right now, it would not surprise me if they roll the dice and try an onside kick right now.
Ulrich has it teed up at the 40-yard line. He'll kick it off from right to left. Xavier's returners at the 10-yard line. Here is the approach, and they will kick it deep. High, end over end, returnable. Larson in the coffin corner at the 5. Angling right, 10, 15, 20. Flag down, 25. Ball came loose at the 25-yard line. A fumble at the end of the play, and who's got it? Xavier's got it, but the flag is down, and it's going to more than likely go against the Saints. Very odd, came from the near side when all the action was going on the far side.
You don't usually see a linesman throw it downfield unless it's a procedure call, but this is thrown all the way down at the Xavier 25-yard line. And there's a major conference of the officials right now as the Stripes deliberate.
Seattle's retaking the lead over the Packers, 17-14. They're still talking it over out there. And no signal as of yet. Officials coming over. Now from him. See what he has to say.
This
here
is not a call that we see very often, whatever it is, Scott.
Holding on both sides, interestingly enough.
Well, as I said, we don't see that very often on a kickoff.
Wonder if there was just a little bit of, it wasn't even scraping paint. It was, they were going at it like the last lap at Darlington, a couple guys.
And I've been a little tough on the officials here in the first half. Maybe they went in at halftime too, and in their collective assessments of, well, what did we see the first half? I'll bet they said there's a lot of holding going on out there.
So we're going to kick it again after all that. There was only one flag, so it had to be two guys just locked up going down the field.
Couple of bucks locking horns during a rut.
And wouldn't let it go. So that had to be what it was. So Ulrich will kick it away one more time. At the 40-yard line, same cast of characters, and 8 seconds went off the clock. Here we go. Another directional kick. This one a little deeper, and we'll go into the end zone. And Xavier will have it at the 20-yard line. Quinn Schulte at quarterback for the Saints. Braden Stovey, the featured back. John Bell, the fullback. Nate Scala, Derek Scala, the receivers. Matt Jordebrecht, the tight end. Voss Johnson, Ball, Ostwinkel, and Krizek up front. Xavier first and 10. Ball middle of the field, 20-yard line. One setback and four receivers, and Schulte on the quarterback draw comes left, 25 to the 30-yard line, lowers the shoulder and gets to the 35. They spread him out, John.
Double twins. And this is what we saw them do so effectively the first time around in week 7. And that took everybody out of the box except the three down linemen defensively and the two inside linebackers. So no adjustment by Western Dubuque. And I got to think that they're going to come right back to that. And there they do. Double twins again, Scott.
Two left, two to the right side. Bell, the lone setback. After the gain of 15, it's first down at 10, left hash mark, same play. Schulte up the middle, across the 40, seven more to the 42-yard line before he was brought down by Ben DeSoler.
They've got, it's a numbers game, it's simple arithmetic, five in the box when they do that. And they're going to keep doing that until somebody else comes in from those hybrid positions and takes an inside linebacker position along with the two that are there.
And then they're going to start passing. Second down, a little more than three. Just short of the 42-yard line. Back to the eye this time. Jordan Breck tied in right. They'll go double tights, run a little option. Hand off of the belly series to Bell. Close to the first down before he's pushed back. They'll give him progress right to the 45.
That's a first down. They're waving to pull the chains up and move them. They're not going to measure this. Ball right at the 45.
First down for Xavier. First time we saw the option tonight.
Well, they faked the op. They gave to the dive man there, John Bell, the fullback, and you know you're going to be setting up either the keep to Quinn Schulte or the pitch back to Braden Stovey.
Xavier, tight look this time, out of the eye at first and 10. At their own 45, quick count, option, fake, Schulte to throw, lobs the right side man out there, over the shoulder catch, 30, Scala 20 to the 10, and Goodman rides him out of bounds inside the 5-yard line. First and goal coming up.
You called that. They've been suckering him up the whole game, and Quinn Schulte faked the dive to John Bell, the fullback, and then he took a couple of steps back and just lofted a perfect balloon strike down the field.
50 yards on the pass and catch, and Nate Scala with his first reception, and it's first and goal. Xavier trying to retake the lead. They've got it on the Bobcat 5. They'll spread them out again. Twins left, twins to the right. Bell, the lone setback. 8 on the play clock. Schulte, quarterback draw off the left side, and a penalty flag stops play. And we're going to have procedure against Xavier.
They had changed up formation again there. They put the double twins out as far as they could, flanking each side, and tried to get that number mismatch again.
Going to get the false start on Jordan Breck. Reggie Schulte and Dwayne Schulte calling the plays. And now they're going to go with the little jumbo package as Herkett's going to come in.
That might be another fullback in there. You may see Herkett play the second fullback here, and they might just go to that power eye again.
First and goal at the 10-yard line, and that's exactly right. Bell and Herkett in front of Chambers in there. They're going to go big. Hand off Patrick Chambers off the left side, busting through and blowing it up. That time, was that Kelleher again? Flag down as well. No, it was Parker Schmidt who came in. And they're moving the flag, and that's usually indicates holding.
Boy, that was a double implosion there for the Saints offense, as not only did he get met at the handoff in the backfield, but now they're going to have what looks to be a penalty as well. It's going to be another hold.
Four penalties for Xavier, none for Western Dubuque. So it's going to be first and goal back and on the 23-24-yard line.
My goodness, that pass to Scala took them down to the 5-yard line. They had first and goal at the 5, and now they're all the way back at their 24.
Nate Scala coming back in there to the lineup. Jordan Breck split wide to the left side. The Scala's to the right. Chambers will stay in there. Banowitz in the slot left. Shotgun snap, Schulte to throw. Schulte has time. Now rolling to the right. Good run. He's going to run to the 20-yard line and down to about the 17-yard line. Caught from behind by Simon Ressler after the pickup of 7.
Good coverage by Western Dubuque. They had 3 receivers to cover downfield, and they had them blanketed.
But Schulte did the right thing. Got out of it.
He did get a little something back.
Made it second down and goal at the 17 as the junior Nick Banowitz will check out.
This is one of those plays or drives, Scott, where they've got to not settle for the Ben Conrad field. They've got to get 7.
Chambers stays in there, the senior backup tailback. They'll send Scala in motion. They got the snap off. Back to throw Schulte. Flush from the pocket, rolling to the right side, and just threw it away. And it will be third and goal coming up. Only the second incompletion of the night. Schulte 5 of 7 in the ball game.
Well, this defensive line for Western Dubuque, they're hungry. There's only 3 of those guys down there, but, man, they come off low and hard. They get under your pads and drive you back.
Xavier's going to bring Willie in. Bell will come back into the ball game. Play clock down to 12 already. Third and goal back on the 17 after a hold and a loss. I formation. Play clock at 3. Schulte running the option. On the handoff. Gave it to Bell and just stymied. All kinds of white shirts there. Led by Will Birds. And Xavier's going to try to tie it up on a field goal.
Yeah, and I think that was the intent there. They just wanted to get the ball over into the more the middle section of the field or closer to the left hash mark because it's so much easier for Conrad to kick from that side than it is the right.
33-yard attempt out of the hole to Bastion. Clock running, 8:40 to play, third quarter from the far left hash mark. Good snap, place down, kick on its way, end over end. Has a distance, and it is good. Conrad, 33 yards on the field goal, and we are tied. Xavier 20, Western Dubuque 20, 8:29 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a one-minute break and come back to the Dome after this. You're listening to Championship Playoff Football on KGYM.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
Best of luck to the Xavier football team tonight in the 3A championship game against Western Dubuque. It's been another magical run for Coach Schulte and the Saints. The Xavier volleyball team made it to the Class 4A championship match last Friday before falling to fellow Mississippi Valley Conference foe Dubuque Waller 3-1. It was the first appearance in the championship round in school history. Akilah Jefferson and Eve McGill were both selected to the Class 4A all-tournament team. Congratulations to Coach Feiler on a terrific season. The Xavier girls basketball team will tip off their season next Tuesday, the 20th, with a road trip to Davenport Assumption. Meanwhile, the boys will start their season the following Monday, the 26th, by hosting Mount Pleasant.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company, family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
8:29, time remaining third quarter as Xavier scores. They had first and goal at the 5, but had to settle for the 3. Conrad's kick will come right down to the goal line. It is returnable. No, they're going to say in the end zone for Drake George.
Yeah, he kept his feet in bounds at the 1, but he had to reach back to get it inside the end zone.
That's a judgment call, and the official said the ball went into the end zone. So here comes Calvin Harris, the junior quarterback. Got two more years at Western Dubuque before he heads off to Ole Miss to play baseball. Hush, the featured back, Drake George, Quagliano, and Tyson, along with Lehman, the receivers. For Western Dubuque, first and 10, 20-yard line in this tie game at 20. Two receivers left, slot right, one receiver right side. They'll keep it on the ground. Hush up the middle, and Ethan Herkett brings it down on a high-low tackle. He was the high man, and Jacob Forsland was the low man after a gain of 3.
Well, we'll see what effect, if any, the talk at halftime from defensive coordinator Jim O'Connell had on this defense, if there's any adjustments or if it's just a mentality thing.
Don't see anything different than the base 4-3 right now by Xavier.
Alignment-wise, no difference.
Second down, 7. They spread him out, trip receivers to the left side. Harris rolls that way, stops, under pressure, now steps up, going to run, and he's got a first down. Ball came loose. They're going to say he was down, though. And he was.
And he's hurt.
Yeah, he is slow to get up.
He came down awkwardly on that tackle, and he may have rolled an ankle.
31-yard line. It's going to be a first down pickup.
He is favoring that ankle as he gets back up. He's very slow. He gets back up to a knee, but he is not popping back up. We're going to see this on the replay. The tackle came wrapping up from behind, and then, oh, it's his knee. His knee buckled under as he came down. The ankle planted in the turf, Scott.
Oh, yeah.
And his left knee.
He is up and walking off.
Boy, his MCL has got to have been stretched on that. Yeah, he's walking off, but he's limping. And there's going to have to be a replacement come in for at least one play.
That's going to be Sam Goodman to come in. The other Division I baseball player plays defense. And he was injured earlier in the year. 6 foot, 175 pounds. He is a senior, and he's the backup quarterback. He'll go in the shotgun, one setback at the 31-yard line, and they're going to keep it on the ground. The hush and runs right into Kyle Krizek. Xavier knew they were going to run the football that time. And going to be a loss back inside the 30 to the 29-yard line.
Now that little student body delayed sweep off of the jet action is something that really hurt Xavier's defense in the first half, and you can tell they drew that up on the board at halftime and learned their lesson.
So it'll be second down coming up for Western Dubuque. Second and 12, shotgun snap, Goodman deep drop, trying to set up the screen, lobs it in the flat, catch made at the 30-yard line to the 35 to Hush, bouncing off tacklers and brought down shy of the 40 at the 39-yard line for a pickup of 8. Tough running. This is a physical Western Dubuque team.
They really are. They're coming out, and even their running backs are just trying to really deliver the hurt and put the blow on people. Screen to the left side of the field was set up very nicely. Offense or defensive line for Xavier bit hard on that, and the rest of the defensive or the offensive guys held their blocks for Western Dubuque.
Third down, 2. Goodman calling signals in the pistol. He'll get it. He'll hand it off to Hush. Nothing.
No.
Stymied by the blue shirts. Going to be a 4th and 2. Kyle Krizek, Forslund, Herkett, all in there for Xavier.
It's like they lost a yard on that. The punt team will come out for the Bobcats. Now we'll see if they kick it straight down the field again, and will the wall get set up to the Xavier sideline? It did the first time, but the punt was not able to be returned.
Derek Scala. No, checking Nate Scala and Aaron Larson back. Twins at about the 25 to get the butcher punt. Line of scrimmage, the 39-yard line. High snap, setting up the return. Gets the right foot of kick away, and I get a dandy.
Oh, my.
Absolute bomb. Over-the-shoulder catch made, and Larson tackled immediately at the 9-yard line.
Well, he had to catch that running backwards a la Willie Mays in center field and tackled immediately. They're going to set this up inside the 10. At the 9-yard line.
52-yard punt and no return on that one. We have a timeout. 5:34 to play here in the third quarter. We are tied. Xavier 20, Western Dubuque 20. Back in a minute. This is high school playoff football on KGYM.
This week on 30 for 30 Podcasts.
With his stuff, that guy can pitch in any league on the planet.
We look at Hideo Nomo's turbulent road to American baseball.
What he did took an enormous amount of courage.
How he helped re-energize the major leagues.
Hideo Nomo saved baseball in the United States.
And how his success paved the way for Japanese ballplayers.
He's a national hero.
30 for 30 Podcast presents The Loophole. Listen on the ESPN app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and 30for30podcast.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
5:34 to play, third quarter. Back with you from the Unidome in Cedar Falls is Xavier and Western Dubuque, and this 3A championship are tied at 20 apiece. And Xavier's got to go 91 yards if they want to get it in the end zone here. What a punt. Butcher's had 2 punts, 165 and the other 52.
Man, he has just kicked the stuffings out of that ball, and you got to give credit to him. But also the team going downfield that snuffed it out, too. But the good news on this is that the defense stopped the offense of Western Dubuque.
Trying to see over in the sideline, they've got Calvin Harris sitting down on the bench. And right now, I do not see a helmet.
I think they took his helmet.
I don't see a helmet anywhere near him.
You're right. I don't see a helmet with him either. I think they took his helmet.
So that would be, in fact, they're showing him now on the big screen, and you almost can see in his facial expression that it's not good news. Trip receivers to the left. Xavier's going to spread them out here. Pistol formation for Quinn Schulte. Split backs, gets a snap, is going to take it himself. Right up the middle, little stop and go, and Schulte put down after a gain of a couple there by Parker Schmidt, 230-pound senior defensive tackle.
Yeah, well, back again, only five in the box for Western Dubuque, and they're trying to play that numbers game again. Now we've got a Saint down.
Is that Banowetz?
11.
Yep, Nick Banowetz. 5'11", 170-pound junior, and he has been terrific through the playoff drive.
Boy, he's been so clutch when they've needed a big play. They bring him in almost like he's the big play specialist for those key situations, and he delivers every time. But right now, he is on his right side with his knees bent, and he's kind of showing a little bit of pain. Look like maybe it's his right elbow.
Now he's holding his wrist.
Yeah, it's a wrist. Sometimes when you hold your wrist like that, it could be a collarbone too.
Well, something's amiss on that left side for Nick Banowetz.
He's grimacing as he walks off. It's not a leg thing. It's either an arm or a shoulder thing.
So it's going to be second and six, but Xavier already without Mater, already without Volk.
Man, it's turned into all of a sudden a mash unit out here, Scott.
Now without replacement Nick Banowetz. So it'll be second down and six. Clock starts up. Coming up 5 minutes remaining, third quarter, tied at 20. Chambers out of the backfield. And here is Stovey on the keeper. Coming to the left side. He crosses the 15 and spins his way close to a first down. Going to depend on the spot. Here's the other thing. We haven't seen Braden Stovey in a while. I wonder if Braden Stovey's.
Well, that's 100%. Right. Chambers, second series, Chambers has been out here. We're unable to see underneath the Xavier sideline because they're right in front of us.
First down on the run of six by Quinn Schulte. But Braden Stovey.
He must be dinged up, too, with Chambers in there.
Chambers tailed the tandem in the eye on first down. They'll give it to Patrick. Coming off the left side, spins his way to the 20-yard line, maybe the 21. And Chambers with the carry. Patrick, 5'10", 165, and a senior. Of course, Dad, the head wrestling coach at Xavier. And a very capable backup. 246 yards on the season for Patrick. Second down and eight. Tight end left side. They'll run a little option. Off the fake, Schulte will keep it, just dives ahead for about a yard. Tackle made by Ben DeSolar. Second on the team in tackles for Western Dubuque.
Well, on this possession, Dwayne Schulte's just running double tight ends, and that's allowing everybody for Western Dubuque's defense to just bunch into that box.
Iowa basketball up here early. 21-12. Here we're tied at 20, 3:25 to play third quarter in this 3A championship. Xavier with the third down seven from their own 22-yard line. Here's a toss to Chambers. Blockers in front, 25 to the 30. Patrick's got a first down, and he's thrown down at the 35-yard line. They outflanked him.
That's the old Tom Good tight trips sweep to the wide side of the field. And when they need that, they pull this out, and that is exactly the right play for the right call.
And a 12 and a first down. Will Bird's on the stop. 5'10", 185-pound Western Dubuque junior.
Boy, do they need a Quinn Schulte 6 or 7 minute driver for a touchdown right now.
Saints will bring in Pat McGinn on the offensive side. They're going to line up twins left, twin right, and they're going to stack them up.
Yep.
They're going to throw the out, caught by Chambers with a blocker in front. And he's paraded out of bounds at about the 38-yard line.
Yep, they're stacking the receiver behind the man on the line of scrimmage on those double twins.
Chambers makes the catch for about three, and it'll be second and seven. Mitch Willie coming in now as a tight end on second and seven.
20-20, and we're almost to the fourth quarter. Who would have thunk it?
Western Dubuque, that three-man front, but they're sneaking up four linebackers. Off the fake, Schulte on the boot. Naked boot coming to the right side, trying for the corner, turns it, and brought down to Solar on a nice shoestring tackle at the 43-yard line.
Going to be a couple yards shy of the first down marker, which is right at the 45.
Love that naked boot play, though. But tell you what, DeSolar, that is a good, good defensive player. 54 tackles, 7 for a loss on the year. Third down, long 2 for Xavier at the 43-yard line. 2:10 to play, third quarter, tied at 20. Under center, toss sweep, Chambers. Bell out front, turns it up, first down. Crosses the 45. Just shy of the 46, but got the first down.
Needed 2, got 2.5.
Bryce Plessel on the stop for Western Dubuque. And a Xavier first down. 14th on the night for Xavier.
Most important thing there, moves the chains.
Bell remains alone, set back. They'll go 2 receivers left, 2 to the right. On first down, Schulte calling an audible. 10 on the play clock. Schulte takes it himself. Now turns it back up to the middle. Gets to the 50 into Bobcat territory. And down to the Western Dubuque 48-yard line. 6 for Schulte as he gets closer to 100 yards.
First time tonight he's tucked it under on the quarterback sneak. And then stopped dead in his tracks when everybody thought he was going to try and outflank him. And then just went right between the hash marks. Picked up a nifty 5 or 6 there.
105 yards now for Quint Schulte. It is second down and a long 4. Coming up in a minute to play in the third. John Bell, stutter motion to the left. They'll run it that way. Schulte kicks it to the outside, breaks one tackle, and leans ahead. Will Bird's on the stop at the 46-yard line for a pickup of 2 more.
Justin Penner comes running out and grabs one of his players after that tackle who was going to come out for some reason, and he threw him back out there on the field.
Final play of the third quarter, probably coming up. Play clock at 18.
Another big third down conversion here on this drive for Xavier.
But it's third and short. One setback. Schulte under ball at center. He'll take it himself on the quarterback sneak. Going to be really close. Tossed back, but forward progress got him to the 44.
I think he got it.
I think he did too, and they will move to chains. First down, yeah, Xavier.
Oh, man, it was another one of those needed 2, got 2.5 deals, though.
Now the Western Dubuque fan's not happy. And I don't think Xavier's going to run another play here.
Nope. That's going to take us to the next quarter.
End of the third quarter. Well, we usually reserve this for basketball, but we're going to buckle the seatbelts a little early this
20
year.
20-20.
After 3, Cedar Rapids Xavier 20, Western Dubuque 20. Back in the fourth quarter, after this 90-second break, you're listening to the 3A State Championship here on KGYM.
Respect, it's more than a word. In the U.S. Army, it's one of our core values. Earned through selfless service to our nation and making a difference both at home and abroad. On the Army team, respect is earned daily. And now, in addition to earning respect, you may earn up to $40,000 in bonuses if you qualify. To learn more, visit the Cedar Rapids Recruiting Station across from Lindale Mall at 130 Collins Road or call 319-395-9834. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You okay, Coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody. Even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from the Crisis Center. Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Total yardage through three quarters as we welcome you back to Cedar Falls in the Unidome. Xavier, the defense picked it up in that third quarter, John. They held Western Dubuque to 16 total yards, 250 through three for the Bobcats. And Xavier went 127 that quarter. They now hold a 354 to 250 advantage.
Boy, and the big question remains when the ball gets back in Western Dubuque's hands, is Calvin Harris going to come back on the field, or is his night done?
We haven't seen Braden Stomey since early in the third quarter. And Xavier will start with a first and 10 here in quarter number four from the Western Dubuque 43-yard line. Schulte in the shotgun, gets a snap, runs behind Hurricane right side, breaking tackles inside the 40, angling right down to the Western Dubuque 36-yard line.
Good block by Ethan Hurricane, who came in there and just cleared the way for Quinn Schulte.
Gain of seven. Banowitz has been hurt. We think Braden Stovey has been hurt. Volk is out. Maynard is out.
It's a mash unit right now for Xavier.
Second down, long three. Right hash mark. Out of the shotgun. They'll move Herkett to the blocking back left side, and Schulte will take it. Fakes left. Comes back to the middle. Close to a first down.
Boy, it's going to be close. I think they're going to mark a first down for him, though.
I think they're going to give it to him.
I think it's another one of those needed two and got two and a half. He's putting his shoulder pads and helmet out in front of his feet, Scott, and he is doing whatever he can. Every half yard precious right now on this drive.
Schulte with 119 yards in the ball game.
Down to the Western Dubuque 33, and let's not forget this drive started at the 9-yard line.
A long time ago, too.
Wow. Time of possession, huge right now for Xavier.
First and 10, 33, just inside the right hash. Twins left, twins right, and play clock expired.
Oh, no. I hope that. Did Dwayne get a timeout before that?
Might have.
Yeah, he did.
He did, yep.
Just before the flag was thrown.
Timeout, Xavier. And that'll be their first of the half. 10:51 to play in the game, tied at 20. And it looks like they will keep it here for this particular timeout. Now, if you're Xavier, even with Calvin Harris's probability looking bad, you still want to get a touchdown instead of the field goal.
Yeah, you can't be worrying about that right now. You have got to take this drive, which has been so tight, but they've kept the chains moving. Started at their own 9-yard line, and now they're down inside the 33 of Western Dubuque. You've got to get seven on this. You can't put another three up on the board and leave the door ajar. Time is going to fritter away very quickly here with 10:51 left in this game. You can't be thinking about anything right now except getting seven on this possession.
Dwayne Schulte looking for his third championship. Xavier looking for their third championship. As
Herkett coming back out with no tailback, Scott.
Yeah, it's been Quinn Schulte.
Chambers is not even in.
The Scala's out to the right side. Twins to the left side. Chambers is out there. Herkett lining up right at Quinn Schulte. Three-man front. Schulte fakes right, comes back up the middle, nothing doing. That time Western Dubuque came with the run blitz.
Yeah, they know exactly what's going on right now.
No gain. It'll be second down and 10. Now here's where you do the fake, step back, and find Jordebrick.
Well, Dwayne Schulte has a play for second and 10. And it's probably going to be something that if it doesn't get the first down, it's going to get close to it.
Jordebrick is split out into the formation on the right side. Twins left, twins right. Shotgun, Schulte fakes. There he goes. A little pop pass caught. Chambers over the shoulder, and he's got it for the touchdown. Last year, Joey Drahazel. This year, Patrick Chambers.
33-yard strike on a beautiful run fake by Quinn Schulte. And Patrick Chambers comes in. The ball was thrown right on his fingertips, hit him perfectly in stride. So all he had to do was to sprint down between the hash marks. That's as nice a pass and catch as you will see.
33 yards, and that was not an easy grab.
Chambers looks like he's been out there his entire life playing receiver.
Extra point, all important for Ben Conrad. Good snap. It's on its way. It is up. It is good. 10-12 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's Xavier 27, Western Dubuque 20. We'll come back with a kickoff in a minute. This is high school championship football on KGYM.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
Best of luck to the Xavier football team tonight in the 3A championship game against Western Dubuque. It's been another magical run for Coach Schulte and the Saints. The Xavier volleyball team made it to the Class 4A championship match last Friday before falling to fellow Mississippi Valley Conference foe Dubuque Waller 3-1. It was the first appearance in the championship round in school history. Akilah Jefferson and Eve McGill were both selected to the Class 4A all-tournament team. Congratulations to Coach Feiler on a terrific season. The Xavier girls basketball team will tip off their season next Tuesday, the 20th, with a road trip to Davenport Assumption. Meanwhile, the boys will start their season the following Monday, the 26th, by hosting Mount Pleasant.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company. Family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimber Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Xavier to kick off with the 7-point lead. Conrad, a line driver, and this will come down to the 1 yard line. Here comes George to the 10, to the 15, between defenders, and brought down short of the 20, fumbled the football. Who's got it? Big pile on the far sideline.
Did it go out of bounds?
No indication. I think Western Dubuque's got it, and they do at the 17 yard line. George fell right back on. No, it was not George. Falling on it was Zach Butcher.
Here comes the replay, and the ball was stripped out well in bounds.
Nice play there by Zach Frost on special teams. Now, who's going to come out at quarterback?
Well, it's probably going to be Goodman because Calvin Harris is still sitting on the bench without a helmet.
Yep, you're right. Sitting over there along with his running back partner, Ben Bryant. So it's going to be Sam Goodman. And he'll have an empty backfield. Three receivers right, two to the left for Western Dubuque. First down from the 17. Goodman back to throw. Being pressured. Caught. Brought down. Bell gets his 10th sack of the year.
Inside the 1 yard line, and that was oh so close to being a safety. He just unleashed the dogs.
Loss of 16. And this is the Xavier defense that we've seen throughout the year.
John Bell is waking up, stirring the echoes, if you will, of the Xavier defense. That ball is inside the 1 yard line.
Second down and 26. Goodman will adjust. He'll put Hush in the backfield along with Drake George. Five in the play clock. Gets a snap, hands it off, sweep. George back to the line of scrimmage. And that is it. Ethan Herkett in there. Pat McGinn, Wyatt Johnson all there for Xavier.
Might have got a half a yard, but that ball is still. Now they're going to remark it. Yeah, it's at the 1 yard line again.
Third down and a country mile for Western Dubuque. With the backup quarterback in there. Tight formation. One setback. Shotgun snap, Goodman from his own end zone. Steps up, in trouble, got rid of it, throws, and Tyson makes the catch at the 10-yard line. Going to be way short of the first down. Gundacker on the stop for Xavier. On the pickup of 9, but it's a 3-and-out, first of the night for either squad.
And it's time to return a punt now with this wall return that we know they can do. They just got to get it without this guy out kicking where their setup men are.
Butcher to kick, Scollin, Larson back. Line of scrimmage is the 10-yard line. Good snap. Got it away. A high but short kick. Fair catch called and made at the 42 of Western Dubuque by Scala. Only a 32-yard punt that time.
First time tonight, Xavier's going to set up shop in Western Dubuque territory at the Bobcat 42.
Not been the game that we anticipated.
7:59 left. Saints clinging to a 27-20 lead. They could really help themselves by scoring on this possession.
First down from the 42-yard line. They'll go with the two fullbacks. And a penalty flag flies from the far side. And looks like Xavier's moving backwards.
Boy, Dwayne Schulte will be the first to tell you there's been too many of those here tonight.
Xavier with the penalty, going to be a motion call.
Those are unforced errors.
Third Schulte brother to quarterback his team. Reggie started in 2011, went 2012, then Bryce in 14, 15, and 16, and now 17 and 18 belong to Quinn. First and 15 against that three-man front. Delayed handoff to Chambers. Kicks it to the outside. Now cuts it up the numbers to the 40-yard line. And put down.
Blow the whistle.
Pressel in there, among others. Yeah, they didn't blow it. Good run of about seven. Four carries now and 24 yards for Chambers.
Here's another interesting Schulte tidbit. You never notice when Quinn comes over, he always talks to Dad and gets a towel from somebody. Who's holding that towel every time? That's Uncle Darryl, the only other Schulte quarterback to ever win a state title. He won his for Tom Kopatich at LaSalle. That's Uncle Darryl.
Down there with the towel. Second down from the 40-yard line. Back to a manageable second and eight. 7 minutes to play. Schulte off play action. Rolling to the right side, under pressure. Escapes the pocket, just going to throw it away. Threw it out of bounds, and it'll be third down.
Boy, and he was seriously being chased down on that play by Parker Schmidt. He was about to lower the tomahawk from behind on Quinn.
Third down, and Xavier has been nothing short of spectacular here. They're 3 of 3. In the second half of third down
they
drives.
Have been clutch when they needed to be, and boy, could they use another one.
But this is third and eight.
12.
No, it is eight.
No, it is eight, excuse me.
From the 40, they need the Bobcat 32. Wide side of the field to the right. You're going to put trips to the short side here. 5 in the play clock. Schulte on the keeper up the middle, and he's got the first down.
Oh, my.
Dove ahead. Nate Scala gives the first down signal.
Quinn Schulte is taking this team on his back right now, Scott, and taking it down the field for yet another possible score. He's just willing his team.
Gain of 10 on a little run-pass option right there. First and 10 at the 30-yard line. Ball middle of the field. They'll go back to the eye. Chambers will get it. Following the blocker, left side, holding on, protecting the ball, and he got a yard before he was put down by DeSolar and Parker Schmidt.
These three down linemen defensively for WD have played lights out tonight. I'm so impressed with them. They are studs.
6:05 clock rolling. 27-20 Xavier here in the 3A state championship. Looking for their 26th straight win, second state championship in a row. Jordan Breck lines up, tight end left. 5 in the play clock. Shotgun snap, Schulte himself. Right side, and not much. Maybe another yard. Hush in there again, along with Parker Schmidt. And another 3rd and 8.
Parker Schmidt and Jaden Kelleher. These guys are big-time defensive tackles. I mean big time.
Third down. Xavier had 3rd and 8 last time and converted. On a little read option look. See if they try it again. They're going to run it out of the eye this time. 5:14 and rolling. Here is a quick pass, double pass. McGinn throws up field and short, incomplete. It might have been tipped a little bit at the line, but they tried the double pass, tried to get it to Derek Scala. Might have been tipped. We'll see here on the replay. Nope, it wasn't. Just a little bit short.
Just underthrew it. Receiver came back to the ball, had to make a diving attempt, but just couldn't get his fingers on it at all.
Xavier's going to go for the field goal, a 45-yard attempt from Ben Conrad for the two-score lead with 5:08 to play. Middle of the field. Good snap. Place down. Kick on its way. End over end. High enough, but not long enough. No good.
A little off to the right, too.
But the ball goes back to the 20-yard line.
That's right.
So a 45-yard field goal is missed. Conrad 2 of 3 tonight. And it remains Xavier 27, Western Dubuque 20. We'll take a minute timeout and come back to the Unidome after this. You're listening to the 3A State Championship here on KGYM Sports.
23andMe helps you understand what your DNA can tell you about you and your family story. As your loved ones get together this Thanksgiving, discover the genetic connections you share. You and your family can learn where your DNA is from out of 150-plus regions worldwide. Now through Thanksgiving, 23andMe Ancestry Service Kits are only $49 per kit when you buy two or more kits. Learn more at 23andMe.com/Spain. That's the number 23andMe.com/Spain.
The high school basketball season tips off at the Girls Not Conference Opener Tuesday night on the North Gym. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Steve Dozer and me Tuesday at 7:30 on 107.5 FM as the Kennedy Cougars host the North Scott Lancers. The Cougars return a great deal of firepower with a new coach and meet a Lancer team that will be one of the state's best at 4A this season. That's girls high school basketball, North Scott at Kennedy, Tuesday night at 7:30 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, KGYM. Yep, hard to believe, but basketball coverage starts next Tuesday. Pair of games coming your way. As you heard, Steve Dozer and I will be at Kennedy. Number 2 and 4A North Scott. The rankings came out preseason today. They're just behind Marion. Of course, they met in the 2018 state championship in 4A. North Scott will be at Kennedy. And then on the South Gym, it'll be Clear Creek Amana at Solon in the WOMAC Conference Girls Opener. Jeff Moss, Eric Peterson on the call for that one.
You're going to have a wild and wacky winter, I predict, both boys and girls.
There's some
great teams out there.
Well, Xavier's 5:03 away, and I guarantee you everything in the playbook right now is available to head coach Justin Penner in Western Dubuque.
Well, and they're going to have to do it without their tremendous quarterback, Calvin Harris. His night is over. Sam Goodman has not been able to come in and replicate what the starter has done, and that's mainly been because the Xavier defense has awakened, and they need sorely to bring this game home from the defensive side for the Saints.
Yeah, the Xavier defense has given up minus yards here in the second half. First and 10 from the 20-yard line. Goodman in the shotgun. One set back. He'll hand it off. There is the double reverse. Here comes George with open room. 20, 25-yard line, and gets close to a first down. He'll go for 9. That's the play that got the touchdown, the first one of the night. Carson Henning's on the stop for the Saints, as George will go for 9. Hurry up here for Western Dubuque on second down and 1. Down by a touchdown. Coming up on 4.5 to play in the ballgame. Four-man front for Xavier. Low snap, dribbled back, and the handoff to Hush up the middle, and Jordabrek jumps on his back right at the line of scrimmage. That could have been disastrous for Western Dubuque.
But as you said, WD going in hurry-up mode here. They've got precious little time to waste. Clock ticking at 4:10 and moving.
Third and 1 and probably 4-down territory. 2 timeouts left for Xavier, all 3 for Western Dubuque. Third and 1 yard, 10 on the play clock, 1 set back, slot left, twins right. Xavier showing outside blitz, not going to bring it. Hand off to Goodman, neck tied, and he's got the first down. This time it's Justin Penner beside himself, but it's a first down run.
Boy, about half his coaching staff out there on the field with him. They are jacked right now.
Goodman goes for two. And a first down at the 31. Clock keeps going at the 31-yard line. Western Dubuque taking a lot of time here. First down from the 31-yard line. Shotgun snap back to Sam Goodman. Going to throw near side. Over the shoulder catch. George at the 50. Down to the Xavier 48-yard line for a pickup of 21.
That's why Drake George is the go-to receiver that has the gaudy stats. He knows how to run a pattern and then finally go up and catch that ball with both hands and bring it down.
Gain of 21. 3 for 3, 38 yards for Sam Goodman.
Just like that, into Xavier territory.
Quagliano to the right side, tights. Formation to the left. Goodman back to throw. He'll step up in the pocket. It's going to run and brought down right at the line of scrimmage by Ethan Herkett.
And you got to know where 34 is the rest of this game, Scott.
Yeah, he's the big play
you
guy.
Have got to know where Drake George is on every snap.
Going to say a loss of a yard, so it'll be second down and 11. 2:45 remaining. Xavier 27, Western Dubuque 20. Hush, the lone setback, right hip of Goodman. Gets a shotgun snap, twirls the ball. Going to throw the out and up, and wide open. Tyson makes the catch. Inside the 20, down to the 18-yard line on the double move.
Boy, and he split the coverage. He got behind the cornerback, and Quinn Schulte was late in coming over.
Gain of 31 on Tyson's second catch of the night.
Just in case you weren't sure that Goodman could throw, he's answering that.
Well, he's another baseball pitcher out there. Gets the snap, back to throw, looking left. Going to throw the fade for the end zone man out there. George couldn't bring it in. Tried to one-hand it, and it's incomplete.
Well, and he had a couple of steps on the coverage, too. If that ball is thrown with just a little less oomph on it, that's an easy touchdown.
Iowa basketball up 39-28 at halftime. 2:28 to go here in the ball game, and Xavier with a one touchdown lead, 27-20. Second down at 10, spread look, trip receivers to the left. Quagliano to the right side. Hush, the lone back, shotgun snap, blitz coming, deep drop, middle screen, almost intercepted. Bryson Bashan had it, and he would have had a touchdown.
A lot of congestion in there. On that screen to the left that time, ball thrown right to Bastion. I think he was surprised that it was in his hands.
Over the head of Drake George. So it's third and 10. Stops the clock with 2:24 to go. Again, three receivers to the left, one in the slot with Lehman. Quagliano to the right. And timeout going to be taken by Western Dubuque. That's their first, 2:24 to go. Well, John, put your defensive coordinator hat on. You bring the Xavier defense here.
Yes, and only because you've got your backup quarterback in there. And they have shown when they have brought pressure that he can be rattled and that he's not the scrambler and the runner and the improvisation man that the starter, Calvin Harris, who's out, is when he's out there. I absolutely bring the pressure right now. Man up and unleash the dogs. You got to get pressure on that new quarterback.
So it's third down. This is four down territory.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt.
Absolutely right.
Perhaps if you're Western Dubuque here, you may even try something you know is going to get 7 or 8.
Yes, because you can get a first down at the 8-yard line of Xavier.
It's been a terrific 3A championship.
My goodness.
Back and forth.
And it may go beyond regulation too, Scott. The way it's looking right now, I would say there's a pretty good chance we could be looking at OT.
Western Dubuque led it 13-7 after the first quarter. Led 20-17 at half. Xavier tied it up at 20 after 3 and took the lead in the fourth quarter. On a Schulte to Chambers pass. We've had stars injured, backups come in and perform terrific. Last man standing here, perhaps. Three receivers. George, the middleman, up top to the left. Hush, the lone setback. One to the right. Shotgun snap off the fake. Goodman rolling left side. Looking to throw. Throws the out, incomplete. George dropped it, and it's fourth and 10.
George was actually a second receiver. He was looking into the end zone for number 14, but he was covered up, and so he had to dump it off to his second receiver.
Tyson was the intended target. Fourth down, 10.
Xavier coach is violently signaling right now to their defense.
Xavier, see what they do. They're going to go with three-man front. Going to drop the linebackers. Didn't bring them last time. We'll see if the Xavier defense comes with a blitz. Here they come. Goodman to throw. Goodman throws for the end zone and a jump ball, and it's tipped around incomplete. Off the hands of Drake George. Broken
up. No flag.
Bryson Bastion was back there. Quint Schulte was back there.
George had a shot at that right at the end zone, and he had to turn completely around and try and snag it from behind, and he very nearly did.
Because Goodman was under pressure. Xavier came with a lot of folks. And it was a jump ball into double coverage. And it was knocked away. The Western Dubuque crowd wants.
Yeah, they're looking at the replay
penalty.
And they want a penalty there. But
I don't see how you call it.
See how you can either. So the ball goes over on downs. And Quinn Schulte comes back out for the Xavier offense.
First and 10 from the 18. Now Western Dubuque. Two timeouts remaining in the back pocket. On first down, Schulte is going to keep it. Coming to the right side, and there's the first timeout after Schulte goes for one. One first down, and this thing is done. But you got to get the first down first.
And you're not going to go very far to doing that when you only get 1 yard on first down. This timeout is just as important for the benefit of Xavier as it is for WD.
Xavier been fighting against it all night. Has led 7-6, 14-13, and 27-20. And one more first down will likely give Xavier their 26th straight win and their second consecutive state championship. As it'll be second down and 9 upcoming. At the 19-yard line. We have not seen Braden Stobie in a while. He's been out. Banowitz has been out for Xavier. Calvin Harris has been out for Western Dubuque. And this has just been an absolute beauty tonight.
One timeout remaining for Western Dubuque.
Perhaps we see little naked boot here again.
Ball's not going to go in the air, I don't think.
Trips to the right side from the 19-yard line. Shotgun snap, fake, Schulte up the middle, 20, 25, bust through! Schulte in the clear, looks back at the 50, to the 40, to the 30. Angling to the sidelines, caught from behind by Parker Schmidt inside the 10-yard line. I wonder if Schulte was thinking about going down.
I'm here to tell you that Moses put his staff up in the air and the Red Sea parted for Quinn Schulte.
74 yards, and Quinn is close to 200. What a run by Quinn Schulte. Still a minute 58 to go in the ball game. And Western Dubuque gambled there. They almost put 11 in the box, and that's what happens when you get into the second level. First and goal. Chambers and Jordenbrecht to the left, Twins to the right side. One setback. Schulte, quarterback sneak, angling left. Gets down to the 5-yard line before he's tossed back by Parker Schmidt.
And he's tossed back all the way to the 10-yard line, but he'll get progress to the 5.
And Western Dubuque's going to take the final timeout they have.
That's it. They're done with timeouts.
Minute 51 to play. Any old point here will put it away for Xavier.
Boy, you don't want to have to line up and try and kick, because there have been several times tonight that end man has been very close to blocking the kick. And on a field goal, if you get that thing blocked, that's a fair ball, and everything's go. So you've got to punch it into the end zone here. Second and goal from the 5. You got 3 shots to get it in.
Second down and goal coming up 5-yard line. Schulte tonight unofficially over 200 yards of rushing.
Look down there in that huddle right now. Right in the middle of it are both Dwayne and Reggie Schulte, and they look like they have got everybody's eyes on them. I don't even think anybody's blinking.
One, board's got 199 passing, 216 rushing for Quint Schulte tonight. Over 400 yards of offense for the Xavier senior signal call. And oh, would he like to have his 26th touchdown of the year here. Xavier split back, Schulte in the gun. Hurricane in there to block. Schulte up the middle, lowers the shoulder, and gets to the 2, maybe the 1. And Western Dubuque can't stop the clock now. 3 more for Schulte.
I'm telling you, he's just put this team on his back, Scott, and he is carrying it.
Third and goal outside the 1. Third down and goal, middle of the field. 1 setback. Schulte, see if he takes it himself. Under center, quarterback sneaks, trying to spin away from the pile, didn't get there. Going to be 4th and goal. But the clock continues to run.
And there's nothing that they can do to stop it.
Fourth and goal. Even if you don't get it here.
Yeah. Boy, you got to get it. Don't slam the door.
Yeah.
You just can't leave the door ajar.
Down to 45 seconds. Clock continues to run. Wonder if we'll see Xavier call a timeout here. Play clock to 7, to 6. Down to 4.
Yep.
Dwayne's going to get a timeout. Timeout Xavier with 33 seconds to play in the ball game. As Quinn and the rest of the offense will go to the sideline. As Xavier looking for the back-to-back state championships.
You just can't take anything for granted right now, and you've got to get this last 3/4 of a yard taken care of. I think the tip of that ball is almost right on the goal line, is it not?
Almost, about 6 inches maybe.
I don't think you can get any closer without being on the white goal line itself.
Oh, this thing's going to be another quarterback sneak. You got
it's going to be. It has to be.
Depends if he wants to go behind left guard or right guard. If he wants to go behind Wyatt Johnson or.
Yeah. Which A gap are you going in, Quinn?
Hayden Ostwinkle.
There's going to be about 8 white jerseys down as low as they can get in a 4-point stance, trying to submarine this.
Here we go, 4th and goal. Schulte, 2 tight ends, under center, 4th down, quarterback sneak, fouled the center. Did he get in? Touchdown! Number 26 is going to give Xavier back-to-back state championships, and how apropos it was that number 5 took it in tonight.
The whole Xavier crowd is on their feet, and they're not so much cheering as they are just grateful.
Extra point try coming up by Conrad with 30 seconds to play. It's on the way. It's up and it is good. And it's 34-20. Score is not going to be indicative of how close this football game was. And this thing was a struggle tonight.
What a game Western Dubuque gave these Xavier Saints. Phenomenal. But what a second half for Xavier.
Yeah, the defense did better. Now, granted, without the starting quarterback.
Shut him out.
and not a whole lot of yards either. It's going to be 30 seconds remaining. And it's going to be another Schulte celebration. What a game effort, though, by the Western Dubuque Bobcats. And tell you what, they aren't going anywhere either. You take a look at Western Dubuque, what they have coming back. Two linemen. One receiver, running back, quarterback, all coming back next year for this Western Dubuque football team.
And they're so well coached, too. Hats off to Justin Penner. I mean, whenever a team goes on a postseason run like his WD Bobcats have done, that's a coach and his staff making their team believe in the system and making them believe that they can go out and, if it's executed right, that they can win and upset the big dogs. And that is what Western Dubuque has done right up until the very end of this game.
Here's the approach. Going to be a squib kick. Couple hops and picked up by Hush at the 30. And he gets to about the 34-yard line with 26 seconds remaining in the season. And next year in district play, when they meet for the third time in about 11 months, it will be up in Epworth, too. First down for Western Dubuque, 34-20 Xavier, and the Saints are 26 seconds away from back-to-back. Hush in there is a lone setback. They'll run it out of the shotgun. Snap back to Goodman. Going to throw the middle of the field, diving attempt made, and comes up short of Drake George, incomplete. That is now five straight incompletions for Sam Goodman in relief of Calvin Harris. Second down and 10, and nothing to hang their heads about here for Western Dubuque. And these athletes are going to butt heads now, John. It's a lot more time.
Yes, they are.
With Western Dubuque now in the Mississippi Valley Conference. And, yeah, folks, Western Dubuque's going to do just fine. So is Liberty. Goodman back to throw, throws short, catch made at the 40-yard line, to the 45, Drake George is loose, to the 50, near side to the 40-yard line, still on his feet to the 20-yard line, and finally out of bounds. That's going to look good on the stats, but down to 8 seconds.
Well, and that's why they had to punch that last one-yard touchdown in on fourth and goal, is to ensure that WD doesn't come down here and put another 7 on the board.
George goes for 49 on that one. He's going to have big stats tonight, but 8 seconds to go, and the Bobcats going to have to go for the end zone here. Goodman, low snap, gets it, pump fake, rolls left, chase, throws in the flat, incomplete with 2 seconds. Nobody out there, just got rid of it. Tyson was the closest receiver. And Xavier is going to get the back-to-back championships. Final play of the season coming up. Fogliano, tight right, Twins left. Shotgun snap, Goodman, hit as he throws it up for grabs, intercepted, and who else? Quinn Schulte with the pick.
Who immediately gets up and flings the ball as high as he can in the air, and the teammates come out and mob him at the goal line. The dog pile begins.
Xavier is your back-to-back 3A state champions, third in school history, as the Xavier Saints win it tonight, 34-20, over the Western Dubuque Bobcats. As the Xavier Saints battered and bruised, but came away with an epic effort tonight by Quinn Schulte, one of the best individual efforts we have seen.
Western Dubuque pushed Xavier to the limit tonight, but the Saints responded in the second half like the back-to-back champions that they are.
And the hardware will be given to Xavier coming up here in just a little bit as the teams are going to line up. And for the second straight year, the Xavier Super, or one of the administrators,
Board of Control,
Tom Keating, is going to present a trophy to his Xavier Saints.
Principal Tom Keating will get to do the favors all over again, second year in a row.
34-20, and what an effort by Western Dubuque. But I tell you what, we're going to be looking back at this thing 20 years from now. And you remember that night Quinn Schulte went for over 400 at the Unidome?
And I'll say it again. He just took this team on his back in the second half and carried it to victory.
As Xavier gets the win, 34-20 in the championship game here tonight. As they shut out Western Dubuque in the second half, Xavier comes up with two touchdowns in the fourth quarter to come away with the victory.
Braden Stovey going through the handshake line with crutches.
He's on crutches too. So each team lost a pretty several valuable members tonight and through the latter portion of the season. What a run by Western Dubuque through the playoffs.
One of the absolute classic playoff runs in any sport came up just short for Justin Penner and his WD Bobcats. But you just have to admire the game plan, the pluck. And now Justin Penner and Dwayne Schulte right now exchanging pleasantries, actually hugging each other.
Absolutely. A lot of respect.
As they go through the line.
A lot of respect for these teams. So the trophies will be presented. Andy Umpton down there, the Xavier Athletic Director. Some caps that are distributed by the Iowa High School Athletic Association. I tell you what, and our friend Brad Jones here listening to the broadcast tonight saying how fitting it was as well that Quinn came down with that last interception. You remember back to his sophomore year.
The Pella.
With the Pella game.
Last came down to the last play, and that's one he won't want to remember very fondly. But Dwayne Schulte now over congratulating each of the starters for Western Dubuque with a hearty handshake and a pat on the back. That is big respect from Dwayne Schulte when you get him doing that.
Absolutely. So Xavier wins it 34-20. The awards presentation is coming up here. Xavier did it without Josh Volk. They did it without Kyle Mader. They did it without Braden Stovey tonight. And the last playoff run, if you will. And let's go down to the field.
It's probably made possible by the title sponsor, the Iowa Hardware. In addition to the trophies and banners, these teams earn for their superiors. Each player receives a certificate, medal, plaque for the team, and autograph football. Presenting the game awards to the players, coaches, and cheerleaders, members of the Iowa High School Athletic Association. They include Dr. Rod Limwine, Tom Keating, and Dr. Ryan Wise. Your runner-up team has given their fans a great ride this year. 10 wins, their 14th trip to the playoffs, their second trip to the championship. Please honor the players, coaches, and fans from Epworth, Western Dubuque.
Western Dubuque getting their runner-up trophy. And a standing ovation from the Xavier football team and from the Xavier fans, and why not?
Just an amazing effort by the Bobcats. They believed, and there's just no way that they came in here thinking that they couldn't win if they did their job.
Their third state championship, second consecutive. Congratulations to Saints.
Quinn Schulte gets the trophy from Tom Keating, and Xavier is the state champion.
Very happy bunch of Saints hoisting that trophy in the middle of their throng. All hands raised up in the air.
Xavier gets the championship. As the Saints go 13-0 and win their 26th in a row, and they are your state champions. And I don't think Quinn's going to let that trophy go all the way back to Cedar Rapids, probably. We'll see. Xavier wins it 34-20. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, come back with a postgame here from the Unidome at Cedar Falls. Back after this here on KGYN.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks, stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg on your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big. And pull around, please.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Back with you here in the Unidome in Cedar Falls. The Xavier Saints are posing for the picture down there as the Saints get the victory here tonight at the Unidome. Front center, Dwayne Schulte and Quinn Schulte right by the trophy there.
Dwayne and his son Quinn sitting right in the front row with the trophy between them. All of them wearing navy blue except Dwayne, who's got a white shirt and a white hat on. And dare I say, he looks a little messianic.
And, you know, it's everyone expected Xavier coming into the season to win another one. And it is a lot of pressure.
Oh,
when you're expected to win. And you can almost just see the entire weight of the world lifted off to Dwayne Schulte's shoulders.
Absolutely. You know, there's so many things that had to happen for this to occur 2 years in a row. And Dwayne Schulte, being the superstitious one, there's so many things he had to dodge and weave because he knew that any slip-up anywhere along the way could ruin a once-in-a-lifetime and historic thing that now he can let his hair down. Now he can celebrate. Now he can talk about the things that he had to keep down deep inside, Scott, because you know as well as I do, there is a long laundry list of things that Dwayne Schulte will not talk about until the season is over and the cat is in the bag. But he can relax and let it out now because everything that was worked for, strived for, hoped for, has come to pass for a second year in a row. And this is just, quite frankly, so historic for Xavier. I mean, who knows if Xavier's ever going to win back-to-back football titles again. If they never end up doing it, they can look back at this and say it was their shining moment. My guess is that the possibility is still out there again someday it could happen. But here's what we know for sure. It's not necessarily ever going to happen again for the Schulte family in quite the same way. The Schulte clan has just been so tremendous for the Catholic, especially LaSalle and Xavier communities. You know, Dwayne and Sherry, they've got their three sons, Bryce, Reggie, and Quinn, that have all gone through now. Their daughter Hope is a cheerleader who's down there with them right now. But Dwayne had four brothers that played at LaSalle. Kerry, who's an MD, Kevin, who's a CPA, Daryl, who's now one of the ball boys but was the quarterback on the Kopanich
team, LaSalle team
that LaSalle won. And by the way, Daryl's son played on the 2006 state championship team. Then Jack was on there, another brother. There were seven nephews. One of them was a client, if I remember right. A brother-in-law. You cannot talk about Xavier and LaSalle football without talking about the Schulte family, Scott. And for them, this is the ultimate culmination of everything that they have worked for as a family, as a school, as a Catholic body. And you just can't help but feel tremendous satisfaction for the whole community, but in particular the Schulte family.
Over 80 wins for the three Schulte boys as far as the quarterbacking is concerned for Xavier football. And, yeah, make a pretty good case the Schultes of being the first family of Metro football. No doubt about that. And you take a look at this game. So many heroes. Yeah, Quinn Schulte is going to be remembered for over 400 yards. But how about a guy like Carter Hartman coming up with a run on a fake punt on a fourth down? How about Patrick Chambers coming in and being the tailback when Braden Stovey goes out?
Snagging a key touchdown pass.
To put Xavier out in front. And you just go through and just name after name. Kyle Krizek moving over to take the right tackle spot for Josh Volk.
Ben Conrad, how about his kicking abilities? My goodness, he's been clutch all the way through these playoffs.
Two out of three tonight as Xavier gets the victory. Let's go ahead and give you the final stats as we have them here. Give you one of the official stats here. I was pretty close. Officially, they've got Xavier with 504 yards. I've got Xavier with 499. And Western Dubuque, officially 356. I got him with 354. For Xavier, 303 yards on the ground in this game tonight, 196 through the air. Let's talk about Quinn Schulte. Passing tonight, 7 of 10, 196 yards and two touchdowns. One to Matt Jordan Breck from 56, the other to Patrick Chambers from 33. Chambers caught two. Banowitz, he came in before the injury and caught one big one. Stovey before the injury caught one for 13. Nate Scala caught one for 50. Derek Scala caught one for a total of 37 tonight. On the ground, Quinn Schulte, 27 carries, 221 yards, and two touchdowns. So four more touchdowns tonight for Quinn Schulte to add to his career record, which I don't know if it's ever going to be
going to take touched. A Herculean effort to ever displace him on that.
Yeah, because he's put that one out a long way out in front of anybody who's going to come in the future. Braden Stovey, 13 carries, 52 yards in his final game before the injury. Patrick Chambers came in, 5 carries, 25 yards. Hartman had the one carry for two. Bell carried it twice for three. Xavier ended up with 19 first downs in the ball game, penalized 5 times for 35 yards, and I had him for 1 sack in the ball game. For Western Dubuque, they end a 10-3, and two of those losses to the Xavier Saints. For Western Dubuque, 354 total yards, 98 on the ground, and for Western Dubuque, 256 through the air. Before the injury, Calvin Harris tonight, 7 of 11, 138 yards, and one touchdown. He was tremendous, tremendous tonight. Sam Goodman came in. He was 5 of 12 for 118 and threw one interception. Drake George, 6 grabs for 112 yards tonight in his final game. Quagliano caught one for a touchdown at 26. Tyson caught two for 40. Hush caught two for 73. Lehman caught one for 5. On the ground, Calvin Harris, 12 carries for 71 yards tonight before the injury. Hush carried it a total of 11 times for 11 yards. George carried it 5 times for 31 yards on the night. 15 first downs for Western Dubuque. They had the game's only turnover. No penalties in the game for the Bobcats tonight. Third down conversions. I had Western Dubuque 6 of 11 and a 5 of 11 officially. Xavier 7 of 12 tonight on third down tries. 1 for 1 on fourth. Western Dubuque was 2 for 2 on fourth down tries in the ball game tonight. And time of possession, Xavier with the edge, 26 minutes, 33 seconds to 21:27 for Western Dubuque. So I think that's all.
What a game, Scott. These are the kind of season finales that we dream about as sportscasters. But hats off to both of these communities, both of the coaching staffs, both of the rosters on these teams, because this was a classic. I mean, this is one of those that, you know, one day when I'm chewing on my Zweibex and tapioca pudding, I'm going to remember this. We've had a lot of memorable ones. This one ranks right up there with the best of them.
Yeah, and Xavier gets championship number 3 as a school. Of course, won in 4A and now back-to-back as far as 3A is concerned. Saints really milling about, don't want to leave here, and who can blame them at this point anyway, as Xavier gets the victory by a score of 34-20. Defense did it in the second half. Yeah, gave up some yards there in the final. Only gave up just a little bit of over 100 yards and no points in the second half.
I don't want to take words out of Dwayne Schulte's mouth, but I got to think that he would say now that the game's over in retrospect that Xavier was their own worst enemy in that first half. They kind of let the officials get under their skin a little bit. They didn't wrap up and tackle. The number of things that they didn't do, which they characteristically do all the time, just wasn't there. They came out and took care of business in the second half, though, and that's a credit to Coach Schulte and his staff and the ability for his team to make the mental adjustments and take care of business and become the back-to-back champions like they are. Can I just say one more thing about Dwayne Schulte before we wrap things up tonight, Scott?
Yep.
Dwayne Schulte, he took some big steps this year in cementing his legacy. He's now 191 wins and 79 losses in 24 total years. He has surpassed his mentor and former coach, Tom Kopatich from LaSalle years, who had a 30-year career in all but one respect. He still has not surpassed Kopatich in career wins. Kopatich has 209. So Schulte has got a little ways to go yet, maybe another two seasons, and he can pass career wins for Kopatich. But he's taken a third team to a state championship. Kopatich had two at LaSalle, back-to-back in 82 and 83. So in cementing his legacy as one of the fantastic coaches Iowa, period, has ever produced, bar class, Dwayne Schulte is just putting things out of reach. There's Kopatich is the only one that holds more career wins than he has, and that's about it. And to say that you've surpassed your coach, your former coach in Tom Kopatich, in all those other measures, that has to be so gratifying for Dwayne Schulte, in addition to all the other things that are family related, and for his team and his coaching mates who have been together for so long. You know, there's just so much to try and put in perspective. We don't have time right now to do it all.
Xavier gets the victory, and they get the big gold trophy to take back to Cedar Rapids by a score of 34-20. And we need to pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the ball game. This may be the easiest one that we've done all year. And you know what? And I probably shouldn't say that because there were so many guys that did a tremendous job in this football game for Xavier. But You cannot look by Quinn Schulte and what he did in this game tonight.
One more time, in the second half, he took this Saints team on his back, and he literally willed it to victory.
Quinn Schulte tonight, 27 carries, 221 yards on the ground, 2 touchdowns, 7 of 10 passing, 196 yards, and 2 touchdowns. In the ball game, over 400 yards for Quinn Schulte in this ball game tonight. Pretty unbelievable stuff right there.
He's a special player that doesn't come along very often, and I don't know who else besides South Dakota State has a scholarship waiting for him, but I got to think that there's a bunch of people out there that would dearly love to have his athletic abilities and his competitive nature on their team going forward in the collegiate level. But you know the good news, Scott? You get to see him all winter on the hard court.
That's right. You get to see him as far as basketball is concerned, and we're not too far away from the basketball season as we will get things tipped off Believe it or not, on Tuesday night.
Quick turnaround for you.
Tuesday night, we got a pair of games coming your way on KGYM. Myself and Steve Dozer will be over at Kennedy, as it'll be the number 2 and 4A North Scott Lancers visiting the Kennedy Cougars, the debut for new coach Andy Courtney and Kennedy girls basketball. 7:30 with the pregame on the North Gym, and then the South Gym, WOMAC Conference opener. It'll be Solon entertaining Clear Creek and Mana. Jeff Moss and Eric Peterson on the call of that one. That'll be coming up on the South Gym, 106.3 FM, and that will be Tuesday night as well. So we go from football into the basketball.
And you'll
season.
Do it seamlessly like you have for so many years.
I like to get a round in beforehand, but I don't know. Of golf. Golf.
Round of golf, yes.
Before then, but that's not looking real promising.
I'll just throw one last thing in, Scott, before you take us off. But this has been our 16th year together, and I'm so appreciative of you dragging me along and letting me be your left-hand man as I always sit to your left. And it's just another great season, and make for a lot of warm memories again this winter. And I just appreciate the friendship that we have and all the fun that we have together in the booth, too.
Yeah, same to you. 16 great years. The, what is it, the Stash and the Nash?
Stash and the Nash. Going to wrap it up one more time.
We'll try it. And it's great to end at the Dome as well, and with a great game like we had here tonight as Xavier gets the victory tonight by a score of 34-20 over Western Dubuque. Bobcats scored first. They took it 6 minutes, 76 yards. Drake George, 4-yard run on a double reverse. Extra point, though, was no good. It was 6-0. Xavier came back. Schulte, first of his 4 touchdowns and a sneak. Extra point made it 7-6 in the first quarter. Western Dubuque came right back. Calvin Harris, 1-yard run to make it 13-7. Xavier took a 14-13 lead after a fake punt. Xavier ran it for a first down. And then Schulte to Jordabrek from 56 yards out. And that made it 14-13 midway through the second quarter before Western Dubuque took the lead into the clubhouse on a Harris to Quagliano 26-yard fade. That made it 20-14 at halftime, but that was it. Western Dubuque did not score again. Xavier got a Conrad field goal, 32, and then from 33 to tie things up at 20, and then the 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Schulte to Patrick Chambers from 33 yards out, and then Schulte sealed it with 30 seconds remaining on the 1-yard touchdown run on fourth down to make it 34-20. And a back-to-back for the Xavier Saints, and the third for Xavier, for Dwayne Schulte, and for the Saint community. So great year, John, once again.
Great finale. Congratulations to all the Saints fans who held their breath, lit prayer candles, said their rosaries, even if it was up here in the stands by memory. It came through for you tonight, and back-to-back state championships. Only Cedar Rapids, LaSalle, and Linmar in the metro area have ever done back-to-back, so they join an elite club.
Yep, indeed. And gonna wrap things up here. John, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks to all the sponsors for helping us out as far as our high school football coverage is concerned. They'll be back, I think, most of them with the high school basketball as well. We look forward to getting that started on a Tuesday night for you right here on KGYM. Thanks to everybody at home for listening. Thanks to Jeff Downing, our in-studio coordinator, as well. For John Hingerty, Scott Unash saying so long from the Unidome on the campus of the University of Northern Iowa here at Cedar Falls. Final score of this 3A state championship, back-to-back, and the 26th straight win for Xavier as the Saints knock off Western Dubuque tonight, 34-20. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM, and so long from Cedar Falls.